Rob. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for the weekly Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in Talk Radio for the week of February the 1st of the 5th. You believe we're back doing this again? Seems like about 5 minutes ago when we did last week's. As the time marches on, so do the interests in various stories. Research done by Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com. I think we've begun to list it too, Jay. Jay Kirshner is here with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn, all part of the DJV program, and we take this opportunity to go through the stories so that we can kind of evaluate them and bring you maybe a little more detail than what you've had. And because this program is heard not only among the DJV show cast, but also heard over the weekend on a lot of the same stations that carry the DJV show and some that don't, this is an overview and a stimulation, I think, as much as anything else. It's all about stimulation, getting people to think more about these issues. So at number 10 on the issue/story list is the countdown to the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl 55, people getting excited about Tom Brady, people saying it's going to be a close game. And so, Jay, we've been following this on our social media at DJV Show. What's the latest in terms of predictions, in terms of excitement? What are you sensing from our listeners?
Because there are some people who are totally into it. They're giving their predictions. A lot of people are saying Tampa Bay by 10. A few people are saying Kansas City. And some people are 100% like, I don't care. Next, stupid question, move on. So the people who don't care about the Super Bowl, the people who don't care about the Super Bowl really don't care about the Super Bowl.
Here. And the weekend, I mean, who cares about him doing the halftime show?
I am the only one, apparently.
He's going to be good. No, I like him. He's going to be
so
better
good
than people think. Yeah, he's a great live performer.
You going to sing any traditional songs?
What, like Frankie Valli? Yeah, traditional to you, right?
What are you talking with, like, what kind?
I know, right?
Traditional.
Kumbaya.
Football.
What would you like the weekend to sing?
This would be I'd like him to sing a football song. How about that? Oh. Yeah?
Okay.
A football song. Yeah. Number 9 on the story list. Those FBI agents that were killed this week, what more can you say about that other than the acknowledgement that we have a lot of angry people, people you wish weren't in our country, you wish they were somewhere else, these guys getting killed, doing their job.
I think the lesson is this, is that law enforcement, we talk every time about, you know, when somebody does something wrong in law enforcement. And by and large, most of these people, 99.9% of them, are doing things right. And they're kissing their husbands and their wives goodbye. And they're going out there and they're putting it all on the line every single day. And sometimes they don't come home. And so let these two be a lesson to people who maybe get really down on law enforcement, that there are a lot of people out there who do the right thing, who are trying to break up child pornography rings, and who are just trying to get back home to their family safely, and they don't. And so I think it's just a reminder that you know, we should say thank you every once in a
while. We tend to generalize too much in our in our country in discussion. You know, all police are this, or all teachers are that, or all radio folk. It's just, that's nonsense. Everybody's an individual, and there are different circumstances. Do people, when they get into like situations or work in like communities, like jobs, do they sometimes start to think the same? Yeah, kind of. But that to have everybody think that all of these people, you're right, are in the same kettle of fish, not smart, actually. All right, number eight, we seem to be focused a lot, as usual, on California. And number eight, Jennifer, this is in your court, as the movement to get rid of Newsom, the governor, has really gained some steam the last, this is getting real, isn't it? The polls are sinking, Democrats.
It's kind of interesting how big a story it is nationally. I mean, every time I turn on national news, it seems like they're now talking about our governor. And so, yeah, it's really likely that they've got enough signatures maybe already. The thing with California is that they actually, we verify signatures here when it comes to these kinds of races. It's amazing how rules apply for certain things but not the others, because people were screaming about verifying signatures during the presidential race in Georgia. That didn't happen. But what will happen is by March 17th, that's how long the recall effort has to collect signatures, they will start looking at every single signature and they'll start scrutinizing it. Did you sign outside the box? Is there a mark that is not within the confines of the signing area? We'll throw those signatures out. So with everything that puts the, that gets something on the ballot, they're going to give it a lot of scrutiny. So the number is that they have to reach 1.5 million, but more than that, the recall effort is looking to get closer to 1.8 or 2 million because they believe that's how many signatures will actually just be thrown out of contention. So
quick question, are they going signatures. Is this an online petition or?
Yeah, and this is strange.
Door to door? I mean, I know with COVID that doesn't happen.
Typically,
probably.
It would be door to door in front of supermarkets or, mm-hmm. or drugstores or whatever. But
right.
because of COVID, this is actually an online effort. So people can print out their form. They can, I think there's like three signature boxes. So you can get your household to sign it. You can just sign it. The only rule is that everybody has to be in the same county. So you fill out what county you're in, you sign the box, you send it back in. And that's how they've been collecting these signatures because of COVID. They were also given an extension period because when this first qualified to go into petition mode, everything was shut down. So they were actually granted an extra few months because of the pandemic. So that's benefiting them.
That was interesting. This high school football player, his post went viral after he called out Newsom for wasting this past year. I think that's a general feeling all of us have.
Well,
not just aimed
down.
At Newsom. I mean, it's,
yeah,
this
school
last
shut
year
down,
has been a big
waste. Businesses shut down. It's been very arbitrary in the way things have been done in California. And that's just pandemic stuff. I mean, there was a whole slew of stuff stacking up with unfunded pension liability. All these things that have been plaguing Newsom, it just got worse and then amplified by his failure with COVID. And so now the question is who runs against him? Because you're going to have a choice if this makes it on the ballot as to who's going to challenge him. And it's possible that Newsom will, the recall will make it to the ballot, and then it's possible he'll survive the recall.
Would his lieutenant
from
governor?
60? No.
Mm-mm. That's not
the
someone
lieutenant
who
governor's
can't run
is
against
in his squad.
Him.
Well, she could, but she's totally in his squad, so she would not.
Mm-hmm. She'll be gone. Number seven on the story list, our relationship with China and Russia. Some people talking international relations, what went on in Myanmar. If you look at the pictures from Myanmar, the coup there, what you're not seeing are the same kind of pictures coming out of China because they don't let that stuff out of China. But if you think that things are peaceful and quiet and everything's wonderful in China, then you're sadly mistaken. The Chinese population, the Russian population, there is real unrest, serious unrest in Russia, especially this past couple of weeks. Because of the, how obvious it is what Putin is doing with anybody who runs, it was in opposition to him. I'm surprised he didn't kill this guy.
And anyone who has support against him. So, Navalny has, it's not just that he's out there, this one guy with a bullhorn, he's got thousands and thousands of people who are behind him.
Yeah.
So that's what's really scaring Putin about this whole thing.
Well,
and that's why they tried to poison him, because, it's not like a hanging, or he's not like he dies mysteriously in jail. They just tried to poison him, and that didn't work.
So maybe
somebody
should try to poison Putin. That's, but why doesn't somebody
I'm
try
sure
to
do,
has,
right?
He has, I bet he has a food taster or something
yes.
I bet you anything.
Right.
I mean,
for sure. But I also love that, like, Putin's defense on why it was sort of Trumpian, like, when women accuse Trump of, like, sexual assault, and he's like, she's not hot enough for me. Well, like, Putin had the same type of defense. He was like, if I poison someone, they would die. Like, he's like, I'd be
really
awesome at it. Like,
right, exactly.
You know, I actually don't know. I actually buy that.
Right. I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Exactly. All right. Number six. Immigration reform. Let's talk about that, what's going on the borders, as we continue on the Talk Radio Roundup with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner here.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, back into the fold here. 17 after the hour, the DJV program focusing on the stories from the Talkers Magazine overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio with our thoughts. Immigration reform is number six here. I've noticed a number of things. Biden this week went to the State Department. Did you hear any of that? I was listening to some of that
yesterday. It.
Yeah, and what did you get out of the refugee cap is being raised to 125,000. What does that really mean to us and our population? And how do we, is there a definition really of refugee? What's a?
Yeah, it's about how many people, they're granted refugee status. Mm-hmm. So it's a status that's granted by the government to people who need immediate
help. He says we have a responsibility to the people who are already here. I don't know, what is that responsibility?
Well, I wish that's what he had said, because that's exactly right. He does have a responsibility to American citizens who are suffering because of a pandemic. But unfortunately, that's not exactly what we heard in his speech from the State Department. It seemed, again, the priority doesn't seem to be on the people here who are suffering. And I think it's unfortunate. But, you know, I don't agree with his foreign policy stance. I didn't agree with Obama's, so I probably would be the wrong person to ask about it. I just think it's the wrong way to go.
Well, I mean, you have a thought. I don't know whether, Victoria, you have a thought about what they're...
I'm more curious to see what Jen doesn't like about it. I mean, it's really more allyship, which we didn't have at all. And so we're not like the go-it-alone thing that Trump did. That's not Biden. That's
But I think what allyship means for the rest of the country is that it's about taking American money and using it, and what do we really get from it? I mean, being an ally to Iran gets us what? I think we were in a far better place when we took a tough stance on Iran because the regime wants to kill us. They believe that God wants Americans dead. And so it's not the Iranian people, but it's
the
regime that believes that.
Yes,
so exactly. But
Chinese
why hand money
Chinese
over
government.
To them saying, please don't hurt us, when they didn't hurt us, when we were operating from strength and not handing them money to fund terror? are around the globe. I mean, and the other piece of this puzzle is when you talk about immigration, which I think is going to continue to be a big issue, you've got migrant caravans walking to the border again because Biden said that he would be softer on immigration. He's stopping construction of the border wall, which is already funded and already in effect, and keeping people safe. And he's stopping deportations. He's going back to catch and release. Now, Mexico had worked with Trump after no one wanted to give him credit for this, but Mexico actually agreed to hold on to people that made it to the border while they waited their trial and give them safe passage. Why
there's
is
no
that
good
not
reason for letting
interest?
These people in the country unless they have something
well,
to offer. There's
here.
Just no good
and
reason.
No, it doesn't seem that a lot of people are talking about it, but just yesterday in Arizona, there were 11 Iranians who were caught trying to sneak into the country. Now, what do you think that they're doing here? Do you think that they walked from Iran? I don't, because I think that would be a miracle if they did.
A direct flight from Tehran to Mexico City, and then we can have a little walk from there. All right, we continue our focus on the stories. Check them all out at talkers.com. It's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is a road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour here. The DJ Veers are commenting, as we usually do in the Countdown Roundtable here, an overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world, stories of the week, the people listed better. I'm going to do a Countdown Extra here for a moment because I found this to be very intriguing. We all know about how controversial MyPillow guy Mike Lindell is, who this week released a three-hour movie that he made about the election fraud, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So now I see that a fellow named David Hogg, do you know who he is?
Yeah, from yeah, he was one of the Parkland shooter kids, yeah.
Right, okay.
He was in the
he
school, yeah.
Is going to, he and a software developer, a guy named William Legate, are launching a new pillow company to compete with Pillow. I don't know. I just found that kind of tickled me. Meanwhile, my folks, the friends that I have at MyPillow, because they've been advertisers on this program for 3 or 4 years, tell me that business has never been better. So that sort of tells me that it isn't what people say about you. It's the old thing, just spell my name right. And so all the attention to my people that never heard of MyPillow before and probably never heard of Lindell, now they are curious about it. And especially if you are a Trump supporter, and you're looking for a pillow, where do you think you're going to go first? I mean, this actually is pretty good for business, I would think, from his perspective.
Why do pillows need to be political?
Like, I don't have. That's a great question.
Just find a pillow that works for your head or your neck.
Everything is
like,
political.
Really?
Oh, yeah. God. All right, so that number five is all about the cancel culture, and I guess that this sort of does fit into that because people are trying to get his ads taken off the air, you know, the business about Marjorie Greene and whether she should be taken off. Is that part of the – that's all part of the sort of cancel culture thing, isn't it? Another example of it. If you don't like what somebody says, then get rid of them.
But the thing about Marjorie Greene is that they put her on the education committee, and she has been very, very public about the Sandy Hook, where all those little children were massacred. She said it was a hoax. It never happened. It wasn't real.
Well, that's an Alex Jones
thing.
Well,
she actually, but here's just to,
and then she also, she attacked your boy David Hogg there. There's video of her that she filmed herself of, like, accosting him on the street. Like, she's not someone that you know, that
should
be on an education committee.
She does go out of her way to get in your face.
Well, and I think a lot of the stuff that she got in trouble for was posts that she had posted on her Facebook page or liked. And so I would say this. Yes, she said some really stupid things.
Yeah.
And she tried to buy into a lot of stupid theories. She came out and she apologized for it, which is more than Ilhan Omar did when she made a lot of anti-Semitic comments. And so I think you have to realize that the will of the voter stands, number one. They just voted all of these people back into office a couple of months ago. And I don't know if it's up to the minority or the majority party to dictate how the minority party handles their inner workings. Remember, it was Republicans who stripped Steve King of his committee assignments. He ultimately
weren't there a bunch of Republicans, Jennifer, who wanted her to be moved out as well?
No, they actually voted internally to keep her in her committee assignments. So it was the Democrats who pushed to make the change, and they did that to her and stripped it. Now, that just means that we're back to the political tit for tat again, because when Republicans take control of the House, then they're going to think they can assert control over the minority party and tell Democrats who can sit on what committees and who can't. And
I don't have a problem with her being I don't have a problem with her being on a committee. I just think that she doesn't belong on the Education Committee. That's where I would stand on it. I don't care where else she goes. I don't want to pay attention to her, but she has no business being on the education
committee. A lot of politicians say she ought not to be taken seriously. I have, frankly, no respect for most of anything that Omar says or does. I find her to be obnoxious, and it has nothing to do with her religion or her color. I just find her obnoxious. I think some of the things that Greene has said are obnoxious.
You had AOC lying, saying that people were trying to pull her out of her bathroom in her office.
Yeah, she's so full of herself. She's full of herself. That she's gotten to believe her own press. It's interesting to actually understand the nature of what we have in Washington, and maybe it is a representative of all of the various entities that are a part of our country these days. 28 past the hour. When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty in terms of choosing Calitrin and weight loss in general.
You know, with every purchase of Calitrin, you get your own personal Calitrin consultant. And our consultants, they've been working for years helping customers lose weight with this product. We do everything we can to help you see results. We even have a nurse available on staff should you want to talk to a nurse. But it really is a product that I think is different than every other weight loss product out there because it really works with your body, not against your body.
What's the midwinter deal right now, the winter sale? What's the special?
We've put up the early Valentine's special so you can make sure you get your delivery before Valentine's Day, but we've got the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. It's a perfect time to stock up and save or maybe even split it with a friend.
That's the Valentine's special at toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code to have free shipping as well and get a hold of all these specials.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and all internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Carmen's startup found an angel investor, but now they're asking for a miracle from her development team.
Hello, this is Carmen. That's exciting news. I guess we could launch early.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at AM1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at AM1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour. This is our overview of the week's worth of stories from the world of News Talk Radio, the roundup, I call it, with DJVers Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Number four here is a focus on race relations with a real sort of focal point on Morgan Wallen. And for those who don't know who Morgan Wallen is, I think Jay Kirshner is from that neck of the woods, so she can help us understand.
Yeah, he's like one of the bigger country artists right now. He has been having so many number ones. He was on schedule to have another number one in the coming weeks.
And that's been
canceled.
He's
broken records. Yeah. Yeah, it's all kind of done.
He's been canceled.
He's been
radio
grounded.
Stations, the network's taken all his music off because apparently he's done this
caught
before.
Caught on video.
Using
well,
the N-word.
Yeah, right. Well, he was caught on video yelling the N-word at his neighbor, and that's TMZ had it, and that's what.
Yeah, it was one of his friends. It was one of his friends, and the neighbor caught it on camera because they heard a bunch of commotion. Mm-hmm. And one of their rings, the doorbell, the ring camera, got it all. He was calling it one of his friends that word.
Really? What, he was calling a friend that?
Yeah, oh, he was saying bye to them and saying, like, take care of them. And, I mean, he was saying all kinds of things.
Really? What, was he? Was the person he was talking to black?
I don't know. You couldn't see. You could definitely tell they were all lit.
What do you mean? They were all drunk?
Yes.
Drugs?
Yeah.
Really?
They were not sober.
Where does that... By the way, where does that expression come from?
He's a fan of the alcohol.
Lit. Where does that expression come from? No, I've heard it, and I don't know.
Lit up like a Christmas tree.
Is that what it is?
I'd think.
Yeah. So now, we have sort of a sub-theme going on here, talking about the cancel culture as it applies to any number of things. We were talking about it with regard to Ms. Green. I think cancel out some of the ladies that are in that. What's the name of that group that they have in Congress? What do they call them?
The
gang? The what? What are they? Oh, the squad.
Squad.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, in terms of Morgan Wallen, does he become a catastrophe? Not a catastrophe. Does he become a victim of the cancel culture? Or is this, you know, is that what happens to people who use the N-word? They get wiped out. This guy's everything that's been around him. I'm not saying it's good, but all of the PR, everything, gonzo. Get rid of this guy. Get him off the radio, get him off TV.
Sometimes cancel culture, you know, everyone likes to blame it. It's become the new phrase that replaced politically correct. But you know what? Sometimes it's just the right thing to do. And and cancel culture is just holding people accountable for the for the really awful things that they've said and done.
So is AOC being held accountable for the things that she said that weren't true about the riot?
Well, what's not true? She said she was, I just read through what she said. She was in her bath. She was hiding in her bathroom and she heard a man's voice say, "Where is she?" The guy later on was identified as a Capitol Police officer. She did not know who it was.
She knew at the time of the video. See, that's the problem. She knew at the time of the video and she made the video. She said that they were shouting her name and they were trying to come and get her. Well, there weren't any rioters trying to come and get her. That was what she was intimating. So she takes 5% of the truth and then she spins it. And then when she gets caught, she doubles down and on Twitter says, "Well, this is why we don't believe victims in our society." And my office was surrounded with explosives. Well, no, it wasn't. You had a pipe bomb at the DNC and a pipe bomb at the RNC.
But can we just like instead
of your office building,
right? But instead of trying to pick apart someone's experience, can't we just say this was a really scary situation that none of us would want to be in?
Do your own importance.
Why are we just part and parcel of like every? I mean, if she was scared, she was scared. So okay.
Yeah, but here's
that's
the deal. There's a difference between gaslighting and talking about your fear. If she would have come out and said, "I was scared and, you know, this was a scary experience," great, good on her. I understand. I'm sure it was a scary experience. But when you come out with all of these details intimating something, you're gaslighting people and it makes people crazy. And then people don't want to believe what actually happened and it's actually hurting truth. Right.
It's
and so this is,
wolf.
I think, the biggest thing, I couldn't care less about. What's his name? Morgan Wallen? I don't even know his name. I could care less about him and his career. He said stupid things. Okay, he's done stupid things. He should have to be accountable for them. But the cancel culture doesn't exactly seem to be echoed.
Doesn't let people apologize. If you apologize and are sincere about it, then maybe you ought to be able to move on. We got to move on here to get everything in. All right, number three is a discussion about the stimulus package, the economy in general. What's the market or what are the markets doing? So far, they're okay. Unemployment is 8.9%, I believe. It was up to 10.4% at one point during the height of all of this. So people are getting jobs. But I'm not sure I really know between the Democrats and the Republicans what is the face of the stimulus package and where the heck is it in the system. Does anybody really know?
It's passed. I don't think anything's going to happen until mid-March, though, right?
Well, no, this will actually speed it up. But this was not a bipartisan effort, as we were promised. This was exactly 50-50 split in the Senate. Kamala Harris had to come in and preside over it and cast the vote for Democrats. $1.9 trillion when we've already spent $4 or $5 trillion, and there's already over $1 trillion.
It's poor.
Well, there's already $1 trillion in the account that was passed in almost $1 trillion that was already passed previously in past stimulus plans that hasn't even been used yet, and now we've passed $1.9 trillion. I'm all for helping the people who need it and who are out of work, but
all of this other stuff, granting amnesty for people, all of this stuff, it does not belong in a COVID relief package. It just doesn't. And it's costing us. I mean, we can say right now, great, $1.9 trillion, fantastic. But this was a problem I had with Trump, and obviously no one in Biden's administration has a problem with it as well. Spend. And when are we going to, like, cap this off? I mean, you want to think the only person who's excited about this is China right now, and President Xi, because he's going, this is great. The economy is going to take a huge hit in about 4 years when they want to become the superpower on the planet.
It might take a hit in 4 months, never mind 4 years. Depends.
It's scary. It's like the answer is firing it up and printing more money.
To take a particular sector of the economy, let's take the airline business and the amount of money that has been spent, if you will, or doled out to the airlines to keep them flying and to keep the employees getting paid, part of the original deal. And now there's another $50 billion going, but it's not enough. American Airlines this week notified 13,000 of its employees that they are probably going to be furloughed.
Yeah, and that creates an even bigger problem.
The rest of the year.
Is not the time, like, to be worrying about how much we're spending. We're already
imaginary monopoly money
at this point.
That's the question. I'm all for spending the money on people
too.
Who need it,
yep.
But I don't think we need to put in a ton of pet projects, which is what's happening.
Well, but the other thing is that the amount of money that was spent in that first round to pay off big ag and some of the and big
fund
tech,
the Kennedy
and big
Center,
farmer,
all that
and,
stuff. Yeah.
And it's just
and
this.
Kanye.
Yeah, I mean, come on. who's watching the store? I'm hoping that these people in the Biden administration are doing a better job of taking care of, watching, or monitoring where the money goes so that it isn't just all everybody's pal. I noticed, by the way, speaking of Biden, that Hunter is publishing a book about his battle with drugs. When is that coming out?
I didn't even hear about
month.
That. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's out next month by the publisher who wouldn't publish Josh Hawley's book and canceled his contract. So,
Josh Hawley, remind us who Josh
the
Hawley
senator
is.
Senator from Missouri who a lot of people on the left don't like. He was, he's a new senator.
Okay, that guy.
He's the grandstander who wants everybody to know his name. And now
he's like Marjorie Greene and Omar.
Well, I mean, he is.
Maloney
exactly.
And
if we're going to say that AOC had too much publicity and Ilhan Omar did too, well, this guy's new, and so he gets to be lumped right in with the rest of the grandstanders.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of them, that's for sure. All right, coming up in a moment, the real big story, as far as I'm concerned, all of the ancillary things that are around the vaccines and COVID and whether you're going to get the variant or not. Oh, there's so much stuff floating around about that that's important. So we'll get to it in a matter of moments here as we continue on the Talk Radio Review. The story list now from Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com or on the DJV Show social media at number 10, the countdown to the Super Bowl. A lot of people are excited about this game this weekend, think it'll be a high-scoring game. And by the time some of you hear this, the game will be over probably because this program is on all weekend long all over the country. At number 9, the story of the FBI agents and the ancillary discussion about them being killed and how dangerous it is to be in that position. The Gavin Newsom recall is number 8. Our relationships with China and Russia at 7. Immigration reform is 6. The whole cancel culture discussion is number 5. Race relations and Morgan Wallen, number 4. The economy, number 3. COVID, number 2. And the insurrection investigation of the GOP. That's a very interesting political week as well. That's it. The story list from Talkers. Lots of focus on MyPillow these days about how literally it has changed everybody's life who uses these pillows. Your very own MyPillow can be yours by going to MyPillow.com. Now is the time for the premium MyPillow sale to get you involved. Lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow, usually $69.98. Now it's $29.98. $40 you save. Kings are only $5 more. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. Comes with a 10-year warranty, washable, dryable, 100% made in the USA. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza Dream bed sheets, MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets. That's MyPillow.com. Check out using the promo code DJV.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The People List from Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com, that's where you find the list every week, the stories and the people. On the people list, Tom Brady's at number 10, pretty obvious why. Number 9, the leaders of Russia and China. Number 8, Gavin Newsom, the governor, soon to be probably former governor of California. Morgan Wallen is number 7. Put his toe into the wrong pile, I think, as much as anything else. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are together at number 6. The Republicans at number 5, McConnell, McCarthy, etc. Dr. Tony Fauci is in the 4th position as far as the people list is concerned. Liz Cheney and Marjorie Taylor Greene. I doubt even though they're in the same party, they'd agree on much. They're in the number 3 slot. Donald Trump is at number 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1. That's the people list according to the listing, the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com. or at DJV Show on our Facebook and social media. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, 45 and change after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review with folks from the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The situation with COVID, the vaccines, the variants, all sorts of things. I thought it was interesting that the Speaker of the House in Iowa, Pat Grassley, is he related to the senator?
He's the son or grandson, yeah.
Son? Yeah, probably grandson, I'm going to guess. Anyway, he's been pushing back against imposing a mask mandate in the legislature in Iowa, saying you can't force them to cover their faces.
Yeah, but he also just banned denim jeans. And so that's okay, but you can't tell people that you have to wear a mask to save lives. Too.
How about if you make the masks out of denim?
Right, but here's the thing. And this is why he's now on the national stage, because there was a woman who purposefully wore jeans, and he reprimanded her and would not allow her to have any speaking time on the floor. She did it to make the point. She said, if you wear a mask, you can save lives. And so you're saying that I can't speak because I'm not wearing jeans, but yet you're saying that you can't enforce a mask mandate? It's totally – he has no leg to stand on.
Has anybody sent a picture of Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake in their denim outfit to this guy?
If you want to claim that having a mask mandate is unconstitutional, then dress codes are unconstitutional too, and that has not been passed. So there's really no legal argument. He's just making a political one.
One of the things.
I don't know what his argument is about jeans, but truly, it is unconstitutional to mandate what anybody wears, whether it's jeans or masks. So just
right. Well, then he's on the wrong side of the law.
Correct.
Here.
That it's unconstitutional no matter what. Now, private businesses, government entities can have dress codes, but constitutionally, it would not hold up.
But it's just, you know what? To fight that fight is pretty worthless when you consider the benefits of wearing a mask. It's just. It's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, as far as I'm concerned. Do I like wearing a mask? Hell no.
Who likes it? No one likes it.
But it's something that.
I'm glad you don't mind it, because it's not going away, apparently. Even yesterday at the White House press briefing, or this week sometime, they said that even after. Well, because after the vaccine, people are like, hey, the reason we're taking the vaccine is to get back to normal.
After the vaccine, yeah.
And said, that's not going away. You're always going to have to wear a mask.
Who said that?
The White House press secretary.
Nah, she's full of baloney.
Well, no, it's not forever. It's
That's nonsense.
It might cause a backlash, because then people are going to go, well, if I have to do this anyway, why would I get the vaccine?
Well, that's the thing. It's kind of stupid for even to say that if that's what she really said. One of the things I find alarming this week is the report on hydroxychloroquine. I got it. Wait a minute. Don't be. I did it. I got it. Hydroxychloroquine. Close to it. I just did that for your benefit. Hydroxychloroquine works. And there's a report that came out this week, and this this infuriates me. When I think, and I'm, you know, we all know that anybody who listens to the program, I was no big Trump fan by any stretch of the imagination. But to have this stuff basically negated because Trump started talking about it is an unbelievable infraction.
How many people died because of that?
400,000 people around the globe, according to this research that was published this week in the American Journal of Medicine. Says 400,000 people died because this is cheap, was easy to get a hold of, this and the Z-Pak, and yet because it was downplayed by the news media, people
it's more than that, though, because it depends on where you were. I have friends who are ER doctors in Manhattan, and they were prescribing the combo, and it didn't work for everybody.
No,
so
because you got to take it the way it's supposed to be taken.
Well, the doctors were prescribing it the proper way, but it does not. It still does not work for everybody.
There's a lot of stuff that doesn't work for everybody, Victoria. It doesn't make any difference. What it is isn't going to be perfect for everybody, but to have it discounted because it was associated with Trump is a damnable outrage. 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Here's time for Victoria Keenan to go through the top five items from the world of technology this week. So Doug Steffen gives you the numbers, and you give us the stories, Victoria. Is that a deal?
Sounds good.
You're all in on that? Okay.
All in.
All in. Number five, a focus on Samsung.
Yep, Samsung made headlines this week because they dropped the price of their folding flip phone, which is called the Galaxy Z Flip 5G. They dropped the price by $250, so now it's basically the same price as the new iPhones. It's $1,199.
Sounds like a real deal for something that costs $90 to make.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, $1,450 last July, and then they realized, you know, hello, pandemic, and that, I mean, $1,450 is just, plus tax, is ridiculous for a phone. So they've dropped it down. The thing is, though, and this is, you're paying all of this money just to have that folding piece of plastic screen. And the truth is, when you really look at the specs of the Samsung Z Flip, it is nowhere near as comparable as the other Samsung phones that are half the price. So you really are paying double just to have that novelty of the folding screen. So, you know, if that's what you want, go for it. But at least now it's a little bit cheaper.
Here's a recommendation for you. Number four, Google.
Google is updating its search results with a major new feature. It's an About This Result menu that lets you pull up information from Wikipedia about a website in your search results before you actually click on that website. So the reason that this is going to be helpful is the description lets you know if A, if this is a real website, or if, you know, if it's secure, it'll tell you all the information that, pulls up from Wikipedia. It'll tell you if it's a paid ad, which is really important because those ads can get people into a lot of trouble and you end up clicking on a link that you don't want. It'll let you know if it's an organic search result. And again, like I said, the secure, the HTTPS connection. So I think overall this is going to really help people when they're using a Google search. The first six results are usually ad-sponsored anyway, so I think this is going to be helpful. Also, Google's trying to help people figure out the misinformation thing that's happening right now. I mean, that's the real pandemic, is misinformation, and so search results have definitely played into that.
Number three on our countdown to the number one tech story this week, focus on Uber and all the dough they must have.
Yeah. Well, Uber, in the beginning of the pandemic, people thought Uber was going to go out of business, and it took a major hit. No one was going anywhere. People were too afraid to ride in an Uber. But then they luckily had already established their Uber Eats part of their of the company, and then people started ordering from restaurants, takeout, and delivery. And so Uber Eats started doing really well. And then people decided, you know, I don't even want to go to the liquor store. I'm just going to have all the booze delivered. So Grizzly, which is an alcohol delivery app, they became really popular. So now this new information, this new news, is that Uber has bought Drizzly for $1.1 billion. And so this deal will close sometime in the first half of this year, and it will all be under one umbrella, which makes it really convenient. If you order Uber Eats, you can also have your booze picked up on the way home. So that's how people live now, you know, in the pandemic world. So it's great.
Lovely. Number two.
So we are getting into tax season now, and the IRS is already flagging lots of scams, and most of them are related to the pandemic and coronavirus relief and things like that. So there are several tactics from scammers that are trying to bilk people out of payments and steal their information. So the IRS says watch out for text messages asking taxpayers to disclose any bank account information under the guise of receiving the $600 relief payment, which is being held up for a lot of people because they have to file their taxes for 2020 still. Phishing schemes using email, letters, social media messages with keywords like coronavirus, COVID, and stimulus in various ways, steer clear of all that. Those communications reach large numbers of people, and they basically are just trying to get any type of personal or financial information they can get from you. Organized an unofficial sale of fake at-home COVID kits. This is a scam that's really kind of gotten way out of hand. Cures and all kinds of stuff that these are promising. So the IRS says don't interact with any of these scammers, but report them as soon as you can to the National Center for Disaster Fraud Hotline. That's really important.
Number one, Comcast rolling it out.
Yep, Comcast had some good news this week for its customers, internet customers. They're going to wait to charge you for extra data that you use. So it's you now have a few more months to enjoy all the data that you want without getting an extra charge. That will start in July, though. So I would say start monitoring your bill now and make sure that you are under the 1.2 terabyte data cap, because if you go over it, you could have as much as $100 in fees per month.
All right, there it is. Top five items in the world of technology, courtesy of Victoria and her research. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Good
morning, private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Beach combing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach, eating cookies, and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans for Walgreens.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. It is the Buccaneers, your Super Bowl 55 champions, 31-9 over the Chiefs earlier this evening. Tom Brady, seventh Super Bowl win, joins Peyton Manning as the only two quarterbacks to win Super Bowls on two different teams. Bucs coach Bruce Arians, the oldest coach to win the title, and it's the second Super Bowl crown for Tampa Bay, and they won it on their home turf in Raymond James Stadium. A possible breakthrough that could get kids back to school in Chicago.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says a tentative agreement has been reached with the teachers union over COVID-19 safety protocols. That could avert a strike in the nation's third largest school district. However, the Chicago teachers union isn't calling it an agreement yet, saying it has to be approved by members. Both sides have been negotiating for months over a plan to gradually bring back students in the roughly 340,000 student district. The schools went remote nearly a year ago. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Biden administration is set to announce this week it will re-engage with the much-maligned UN Human Rights Council that former President Trump withdrew from almost 3 years ago. The decision to join the Geneva-based group as an observer with an eye toward seeking election as a full member reverses yet another Trump-era move away from multilateral organizations and agreements. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty wrote to President Biden yesterday urging him to publicly confirm he's keeping the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem.
The Senate, in an overnight vote session on Friday, passed a non-binding amendment introduced by Hagerty and Republican Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma by a vote of 97-3 in support of maintaining the embassy in Jerusalem. The embassy was relocated there during the Trump administration from Tel Aviv after previous presidents had punted on the move. The first-term senator, who previously served as an ambassador to Japan, also urged Mr. Biden to build on the Abraham Accords.
Bernie Bennett reporting. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
53 years after he lost it in Antarctica, Paul Grisham finally has his wallet back.
The 91-year-old Grisham of San Diego arrived in Antarctica in October 1967 as a Navy meteorologist. At some point during his 13-month assignment, he lost his wallet and eventually forgot about it until last week. Grisham's wallet was found in 2014 when a building at McMurdo Station on Antarctica's Ross Island was being demolished. Grisham received the wallet by mail Saturday after it took years to track him down. Grisham said, "I was just blown away." Patrick Foss reporting.
Three spacecraft about to reach Mars after hurtling hundreds of millions of miles through space. First up, an orbiter from the United Arab Emirates, due to arrive Tuesday, followed less than 24 hours later by China's combination orbiter and rover,
Last is NASA's Perseverance, the most advanced rover ever sent to Mars. It's aiming for a touchdown on February 18th. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Indian authorities launched a search operation after part of a Himalayan glacier broke, killing at least 9 people and leaving 140 missing.
The flood was caused when a portion of Nanda Devi Glacier broke off in northern India. A video shared by officials shows a wall of water surging into a local dam and breaking it into pieces before roaring downstream. 2 hydropower plants on 2 separate rivers were destroyed. Officials say 12 workers have been rescued, but more than 100 are still missing. They also immediately alerted residents living in the area and evacuated them to safer places. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Winter's cold and harsh police actions in Belarus have put a chill on the protests against President Alexander Lukashenko that gripped the Eastern European nation for months. But opposition forces are preparing to turn up the heat in the spring. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441. To let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for another week. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, who's the king of the charts. He's in charge at Talkers Magazine and the research that they do to figure out what the top stories are. It's a big job. Somebody's got to do it. So Michael and his staff are on top of that, the people list as well. And perhaps we have a new category this week, the winner of the week. Shall we do that after we go through the stories and the people? Let's just present everybody with the winner of the week, Michael. You all for that?
The winner of the week? This isn't
yes.
me.
The winner.
I have no idea. I'll go along with it, but I don't know if I'll be able to do the dance steps because I haven't rehearsed.
Yeah. Yes, we do a lot of rehearsing for this.
I've been up all night rehearsing.
Yeah, I know you have. Yes, congratulations. You got circles under your eyes.
I don't know. Do you remember that scene in The King's Speech, the movie, that great movie?
Yes.
Where
Colin Firth plays the king.
The BBC and the guy is pop, 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 pop. He's practicing his lip movements before he goes on. From London.
Well, there used to be guys that did that in American, the old-timers that were on the radio in the 30s and 40s. Yes, they practiced. And they did all some of the newsmen in the 60s and 70s. We used to say they gargled with ice water and razor blades.
Well, that was all you had to work with. It was a new medium. Radio in those days was every bit as exciting as what we consider to be the new media today.
Yes.
And it was worldwide, there was no such thing as TV. So they felt that all the ears of the world were on their mouth.
Turn the box on and there's noise coming out of it. Wow.
It was an amazing thing. Well, we're going to have an amazing broadcast this weekend on television, and I do have to mention radio, too. I mean, radio is the other medium that carries the Super Bowl, and at number 10, we have the countdown to Super Bowl. I guess LV means 55, correct?
It does. So did you put any money on Brady?
No, I don't bet, but I am going to. What happens to me is sometimes I'm not quite sure where I stand.
But you're a big football fan, and you love the Patriots.
I'm a football fan. I love the Patriots, and I love Brady. And, you know, some people out there are going to go, oh, well, that's worse than being a liberal or a conservative. You know,
no, it's not.
But, you know, you talk about polarizing speech.
Yeah,
but,
right.
No, I've enjoyed being a Pats fan and a Brady fan for over 20 years of incredible football entertainment, and their breaking up was a very difficult thing to swallow because part of the fandom, part of the loyalty is to a team, to the coach, to the players, to the colors, to the fans, and the other is to the superstars. And in this case, the split between Belichick and Brady has created a little bit of a problem for Pats fans because mm-hmm. on one level, you know, this guy has been the focus of our attention and so much of our enjoyment.
Yeah.
And but now he's on another team, and mm-hmm. it's just weird. So
but
what
do the people in Boston do they or the people in New England hold Belichick responsible, or do they hold Kraft responsible? One wonders.
There was always the feeling in New England that Kraft, Belichick, and Brady were an inseparable, eternal. You know, troika.
Yes,
and that,
right.
And that nothing could come between them, that they had all the answers, that they had their personal problems worked out. And then all of a sudden you find out it's not the case. And had the Pats gone to the Super Bowl without Brady, Belichick would be a hero. And mm-hmm. Brady is now the hero. This could change. But, you know, when push comes to shove, the players, the talent is really the one.
But they don't have a quarterback in... That's worth thinking of the Patriots. So who would be wise enough to bring Brady back to the Patriots?
Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
Never.
No. They're going to bring Brady back to the Patriots, but it's going to be 6 years from now on Tom Brady night when all is forgiven and they retire his number and they give him an award and the city turns out for him and, everything settles down. But right now, I find most Pat fans... and again, this is what happened. Once the game starts, you follow your heart. You see you really know who you're going to root for as you're watching the game in these kinds of difficult situations. And I think most Pat fans are going to come around to realize that Tom Brady is a generational, a once in a hundred years figure, not only in sports but in popular culture. And you know, hey, go get it. You know, go do it, Tom. Win that 10th, win that 7th ring and be in that 10th Super Bowl and follow your dream and be an inspiration. And someday Patrick Mahomes maybe will catch up to you and go past it. But right now it's your moment. And even if he loses, which he probably will based on stats, based on just science.
That's blasphemy. How do you say that?
I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes are almost unstoppable. But then again, we've heard that before.
Exactly.
And that's why they play the games, you know. But,
right.
But
yeah.
Let's just say I would have rather it was the Pats, but I have to give credit to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and their coach and their staff. They put together a hell of a team for Brady, and I think the Pats have to sit there and do some real thinking about where they went wrong.
Gronk,
okay, let's go to
Gronk.
Yeah, and Gronk. So I think I'm going to root for Brady and Gronk and the
Bucs. You're not going to root for the weekend?
The weekend, yeah, the halftime shows.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of football halftime shows. Either you're doing football or you're doing rock and roll or music. Come on, you know, it takes too long. The pyrotechnics smoke up the air. You know,
plus most people don't even know who the Weeknd is, so it becomes kind of irrelevant. All right, anyway.
Most people don't know who anybody is.
Yeah.
They know who
Brady is and Mahomes, they know who those two guys are for sure.
Yeah, but it's very rare in popular culture for something to be so widespread, you know, familiar. We do live in a – you're probably right. Most people don't know who the Weeknd is.
Well, maybe when we get to the Morgan Wallen thing, until this week, who the hell knew who he was?
Right, exactly. Now he's, you know, infamous. Yeah. Shall we go on with the chart?
Please, yes.
Remember, I'm the king of the charts. That's almost as good as being the washing machine king or the used
the pillow
car
king.
Yeah. He's your friend, not mine.
Well, I'm going to tell you a story about that. That's an interesting story. Go ahead, Bill. Right.
FBI agents killed in Sunrise, Florida. Terrible story at number 9. Governor Gavin Newsom might be recalled at number 8.
Good.
At number 7.
You're a nicer guy.
U.S. relations with China and Russia and the Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, coup, number 7. Climate change and immigration reform are at 6. Number 5, cable TV ratings war. That ties into maybe a little bit of your Lindell story. Social media censorship and the cancel culture. Number 4, race relations, police reform, and Morgan Wallen slurs. Country star, they caught him on video using the N-word, saying all kinds of expletives, and now country radio across the country has dumped his music.
So is he a victim of the cancel culture?
Well, he's victim is a strong word. He's also a victim of his own dumb tongue.
Stupidity.
Right.
Well, he was a drunken, this was, as the girls on the DJV program put it, he was lit up. I didn't know that expression, but... apparently he's a real drinker, and you know you didn't what be I wasn't responsible for what I said because I was drunk. You know what, pal? You're responsible for your being drunk. So you know it follows. Frankly.
Well said. I love being vindictive and judgmental of my fellow human.
Yeah. Go get him.
At number 5, we have... at number 3. At number 3, I don't know what the hell we have here. Yes. The economy, Biden GOP stimulus discussions, and the stock market at number 3. People are still talking about the GameStop stock.
That's crazy, that whole story. Sure.
Yeah. Number 2, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, and stats. And number 1, the impeachment trial coming up, the insurrection investigation continuing, and the GOP-Cheney Green issues being reckoned with.
Stories. I think Green is cute. You think that's an inappropriate thing to say? Is that a sexist comment?
I think it's a terrible thing to say. Don't say it.
I won't say it. Okay, now we're going to do the people list in a moment. Stand by because we have to tell people about something brand new that many have not heard about. It's called Clear. Now, I know the word Clear. Yeah, yeah. Well, you don't know, if you haven't heard me talking about this past week, you probably don't know much about this new company that has a fabulous product. It's spelled X-L-E-A-R, but pronounced Clear. It is a natural sinus care system that hydrates your nose during the day. It's a little spray that is full of all kinds of great stuff that is all natural, including xylitol, which is the natural ingredient found in all kinds of products now that are good. It's the natural juices basically from fruits and vegetables that people have known for decades is a great way to get rid of bacterial colonies. Breaks them up in your nose, washes them away. So that's why we tout xylitol. That's why we are, and that's why they call it X. That's why they call it Clear with an X, because main ingredient is xylitol with an X. All right, got that? This is something that has helped the research. Very interesting. Gets rid of viral adhesions of things like the SARS-CoV virus. So you know they certainly can equate that to the present COVID virus, and you can draw that conclusion. No matter what the season is, you need to keep your nose clean. And by the way, this is a great product for youngsters as well as adults. Effective, natural moisturization of your upper airway system. This is the solution. It's non-addictive, non-irritative. So everybody wins with this. Go to clear.com, X-L-E-A-R. Or better yet, if you want to buy it, you can go to Amazon or eBay. But you can go to the store, your drugstore, your grocery store, your natural food retailer. They all have it. It's pronounced Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. It will block the bacteria, the strep, the staph, and viruses like the flu. If you're using it, use it 4 or 5 times a day, spray it into your nose. You'll be very happy that you found it. You'll be happy that I told you the story about Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. Lots of focus on MyPillow these days about how literally it has changed everybody's life. Who uses these pillows? Your very own MyPillow can be yours by going to MyPillow.com. Now is the time for the premium MyPillow sale.
to get you involved. Lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow, usually $69.98. Now it's $29.98. $40 you save. Kings are only $5 more. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. Comes with a 10-year warranty, washable, dryable, 100% made in the USA. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza Dream bed sheets, MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets. That's MyPillow.com. Check out using the promo code DJV.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The winner of the week, I said we do that, is a guy in North Carolina who started his day on Friday running into a deer and destroying his car, and then in the afternoon he won a $2 million lottery prize.
Oh, wow.
The morning he thought ruined his day, and the afternoon he got a check for $2 million. Good luck.
Couldn't help a deer any.
No, it certainly does. Bad day for the deer. 21 after the hour.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time for us to get back into the fold here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen, host of any number of radio programs, been doing this Countdown Show for decades with Michael. We did not finish the people list. We've done the story list, but we'll do the people list and have some comments on things that are pertinent to our discussion, as we usually do every week here on the Countdown. So let's go through the list, Michael, shall we?
All right. Number 10, we have Tom Brady, who we've talked about. Number 9, we have the tag team of Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. At number 8, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, is embattled, and there's precedent there to recall people, as they did to Gray Davis, leading to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Back in, think about, real quick, when do you think that was? It seems like yesterday. 2003.
Isn't it longer than that ago?
Yeah. Well, 2003 was a long time ago. There are people who were born since the 21st century who are now capable of, like, being full-grown adults, voting, drinking, doing all the things, gambling, getting in trouble. Yeah. Morgan Wallen, number 7. Number 6, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, the leaders of the Democrats. Number 5, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, and Matt Gaetz, leaders of the Republicans. Dr. Tony Fauci, the leader of everything, number 4.
The leader of the COVIDs.
The leader of the pack.
we got a new singing group called the COVIDs. Yeah. Lead singer on baritone is Tony Fauci.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, how many people could serve in both the Biden administration and the Trump administration?
How many people could make more than the president and be 80 years old?
Yeah. He's an interesting character.
Yeah.
Liz Cheney, Marjorie Taylor Greene tied at number 3. Only Donald Trump at 2 and Joe Biden were talked about more than those two women who are the poster gals, if you will, for the two ends of the spectrum between the fork in the road that the GOP is facing. The vote this past week about Liz Cheney and Marjorie Taylor Greene, the GOP, and then the Democrats stepping in, is crucial in terms of the symbolism and the direction of not just the GOP going forward, but the functionality of the federal government in dealing with the myriad crises that are facing our country.
These people that are all over the place, that are huffing and puffing, the members of the squad. I mean, I don't get why it is. Okay, so you can be upset at what Greene has said, but there have been plenty of things, especially from the woman, Onan, I never remember her name. I find all of these people, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, they're listening to their own PR. They're irrelevant. What are they doing to help the country move ahead? To get out, all they do is talk about themselves or talk about somebody else who's bad. What are they doing that's constructive that helps us move the needle forward?
Absolutely nothing.
It's all about them.
Yeah.
And it becomes sickening that our tax dollars are going...
it's all about them and their fans in the media and their fans in the audiences of the media.
Yeah, right. Here we go. Now, I want to go back to Putin. I want to go to China and Russia, actually, not necessarily those two. There are serious, serious problems. The news media is not gathering this information well. But you know, because we follow some of the information coming out of China. But the unrest in China and Russia is real. Not being reported by the mainstream American news media, but because of the arrest of that guy who doesn't like Putin. Have you seen pictures of some of the stuff that's getting out? You have more chances of getting pictures out with iPhones and stuff in Russia than you do in China.
Russia's got its problems. You know, they talk about unrest here. Russia's got problems and China's got problems.
Serious problems. Very serious problems. So not, you know, it's just people who are... all worked up about what's going on here. The rest of the world is there's a chaotic sort of zone that we've found ourselves in here. And one wonders, because supposedly, astrologically, we're going to get out all of that from 2020, get into 2021, and it'll straighten out. Let's see what happens. 28 after the hour now, another half hour coming up of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Radio Cal.
our Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen here with the most unusual gentleman that I think I know. He's someone that has... Yeah, you are. You're a very outspoken, intelligent...
Oh, my.
Wily...
But you called me a gentleman. No one's ever called me that. That was hard to shock me.
Unusual? I'm used to that.
Yeah, right. Yes, yes, yes. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is presented as part of the DJV program, and we, as a result of that, have exposure to lots of new audiences. And so I want to welcome NWPMO down in Pascagoula, Mississippi.
All right.
That's down in Mobile, Alabama. Ever been down there?
Unfortunately, I have not. I've been there on the Discovery Channel and the Travel Channel. I just have never been there in person. And I'd like to go somewhere someday without this.
Have you ever think about that? You know, how long has it been since you actually, you know, traveled
anywhere.
For fun, gone someplace, participated in the culture?
I'm going to California next week, no matter what.
You are?
Really? I'm going to see my children and my grandson. You know, do social distancing, but I haven't seen them, and I want to see them. And I don't have a fear of flying in this circumstance. I don't think it's anything to worry about, frankly.
You're going
to
get the vaccine when you can?
I may get my first shot this week, in fact.
Good.
You know what? Talk about the vaccine. Because this is so important, and it's on the chart at number two, the vaccine.
That's big stuff.
Variants and all that sort of thing. There's a new, there's a product from Johnson & Johnson that seems to be different than the Moderna and the Pfizer and AstraZeneca and whatever else may be out there. And I find what I know about it makes me favor it. It's a one-shot, not a two-shot. One of the things that I find interesting this week, all the conversations about can we mix and match these vaccines? Can we take a Pfizer with a Moderna? Can we have a Moderna with a Johnson & Johnson? You know, it's kind of an interesting reality to look at. What is now being thought? You know, people are going to come up with that, Michael. You know they're going to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's either going to work well or it's going to work not well. You know, there's a certain similarity to all of these vaccines, and you know, one of the reasons that it happened so quickly is because they've already got the foundation for this type of a vaccine, because it all comes down to how we deal with that entity known as coronaviruses.
Right.
So it's not like they started from scratch. But there might be some differences between the vaccines that would not create the kind of reactions, the chain reaction, the process of the dominoes falling. When you take that vaccine and you put it into your arm and into your muscle and your blood, it begins a process. This happens, then that happens, then this happens, then these antibodies are made, then these proteins are done. It triggers stuff. So there could be something along the chain of things that are triggered that goes awry, you know, down a dark alley or a tangent. So who knows? But I'd play it by the rules as far as I'm concerned. In this case, go with the experts and pick your experts wisely.
Mm-hmm. Well, then how have you picked your experts? Who are the experts in your mind?
I happen to like my doctors. Mm-hmm. And just like you have doctors that you like, and that's a very good place to start.
My doctors don't agree, however. My two doctors do not agree on what to do. So it's interesting how I blend. You know, for the benefit of the audience, I have two doctors on the radio programs that I do. One is a sort of natural homeopath. The other is a do-it-by-the-books, all kinds of things from the books. And so they don't agree on a lot of things. And so I have to weigh all of that stuff when I'm figuring out what I want to do.
When it comes down to the science and the chemistry of something, as opposed to maintenance and, being prepared and avoiding trouble, I would go with the doctor that's the medical guy. When it comes to general prevention, then the homeopath.
Yeah. You can't live. Actually, I don't like to think of living in a world without both of them. Frankly, because I think
you
got to
know how to utilize them.
Exactly.
There's a mechanical aspect, and there's a more philosophical aspect to healthcare.
Yep.
And this vaccine situation with this virus is a mechanical situation. Mm-hmm. You're not going to make that virus go away because you're starting to eat celery. You know, it's just not
raspberries, maybe, but
right,
not
you know, you got to know where in the chain of events of your life you apply the different philosophies.
Yeah,
it's like taking care of your car by driving it nicely or fixing the transmission when it blows up. They're two different things.
Yeah,
it's the same thing with the human body.
All right, speaking of blowing up, let's talk about radio. Let's talk about Morgan Wallen and his music being canceled by many of the major companies, radio stations and stuff. And I want to go back to how the discussion that we had last month about the edict that came down from a manager of talk radio, the system in a company, telling the talk host not to say certain things, and how that, and I'm wondering if the two play into this together, Michael, the discussion once again of future regulations, i.e. the fairness doctrine. That's the boogeyman that comes out every time there's one of these things, these flaps, where, you know, somebody says something or they don't think there's equal time, or we haven't, you know, if we're going to give 30 minutes to Marjorie Taylor Greene, we better give 30 minutes to AOC, that kind of stuff. So is that just talk about talk, or is there something behind
talk radio's future? It's talk about talk. Talk radio cannot live by the rules that governed radio and television when there was only radio and television.
Right.
When there was only radio and television, then you have to have certain rules because the frequencies were scarce and they had tremendous power. But now there's so much unlicensed media out there, it's so democratized, that to handicap radio and television by these archaic rules that do the opposite, that don't enhance speech but actually freeze it, we're not going back to that. It's not going to happen.
All right, so Rudy Giuliani does a daily program on WABC in New York. I think he started doing a weekend show, and then it became an afternoon show. Mm-hmm. So this week, the station aired a disclaimer saying, quote, "The views, assumptions, and opinions expressed by former President Donald Trump's personal attorney and his guests and callers are strictly their own and do not represent the opinions, beliefs, or policies of 77 WABC. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that that's common. Every radio station I've ever programmed or owned, we used to do disclaimers. The opinions expressed on this program are solely the opinions of those who express them and do not in any way, shape, or form reflect the official opinions of the staff, management, or sponsors of W blah, 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 and in many cases might even be true. Therefore, we suggest that you listen with an appropriate amount of educated skepticism. I used to say that all the way back into the 80s and the 70s. It's a disclaimer. In the case of, you don't hear it that much anymore because we've gotten a little fast and loose with this stuff. However, these companies that Rudy Giuliani has been attacking, these polling machine companies, are suing Fox, suing Giuliani,
That doesn't mean, as a matter of fact, that to me means that there's something to what they're saying because these guys are trying to quiet them. I think there's a lot of truth to what these people have said, criticizing the system.
But WABC put the disclaimer there probably to protect itself from a potential lawsuit.
So Giuliani hadn't heard this before. So he goes on the air and says, I would have thought they would have told me about it before just doing it rather than insultingly. Of course.
No.
Yeah, he says I'm in America.
Look, you know,
German.
Hey, if you want to be Giuliani and you want to be where the action is and you want to be controversial and you want to do all that, you got to expect a little blowback. WABC, this is a little behind the scenes insight. They haven't told me this, but this is my assessment of it. Is that on one level they're thrilled in New York to have Giuliani as one of their radio hosts.
Right.
You know,
of course
whether
they
you like
people
them or not. Giuliani on in the afternoon.
Right.
But the downside now is he's radioactive.
He says, they have to warn you about me? I'm going to have to give that a lot of consideration. I also think putting it on without telling me, not the right thing to do, not the right thing to do at all. So
well,
maybe
he's got to learn that talent is not always treated very well.
Exactly. I wonder, do you know how much they're paying him offhand?
No. I bet they're not paying him a lot.
You think not, huh?
No,
there are people like Maria sort of has gone off the rails. Bartiromo, or however you pronounce her name, she seems to be getting in the neck the last few weeks. Have you noticed that? It's just everybody that says anything that's not deemed to be, and you know, the old, what's in the public interest? Well, what's in the public interest is not easily defined. Yeah. Is it?
Well, you know, I'm a free speech guy, but I take a different view. I see that I take a different view than you do and that most people do. People think that I would be outraged by what's going on. I think this is a result of the First Amendment. I think that I think the messiness, the sloppiness, the arguing, the fighting, the censoring, I think this is all part of a healthy free marketplace of ideas. Well, a lot of people don't understand you have the right to say what you want to say without fear of the government coming down on you, but the government can't protect you from your fellow private citizens coming down on you for your opinion. This is all freedom.
You know, in a moment, we're going to do a couple of things. I want to talk about, this whole business with the impeachment or the stench that's sort of attached to Trump and whether it's right, fair, just, all of that sort of thing as we continue. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review, plus what's on the MH interview. I want to get to that, too. Your nose, something that we're talking a lot about. Boy, isn't it interesting how advertisers now have found the value of radio and thinking their message, which is a good one here, because it's so pertinent to the situation at hand, the COVID problems, and what are we going to do to keep ourselves healthy? Here's a product that I've been talking about for a couple of months called Navage. It's a nasal care system that works by flushing out what's in your nose. Every morning, every night, you should use this. It's very easy to use. Navage has a power suction that flushes out all the things that are in your nostrils that have been dried up overnight, and then you have that clean nose feeling that we all love. You like to have that, right? Go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. See how it works and order it there. The People List from Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. That's where you find the list every week, the stories and the people. On the People List, Tom Brady's at number 10. Pretty obvious why. At number 9, the leaders of Russia and China. Number 8, Gavin Newsom, the governor, soon to be probably former governor of California. Morgan Wallen is number 7. Put his toe into the wrong pile, I think, as much as anything else. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are together at number 6. The Republicans at number 5, McConnell, McCarthy, etc. Dr. Tony Fauci is in the 4th position as far as the People List is concerned. Liz Cheney and Marjorie Taylor Greene. I doubt even though they're in the same party, they'd agree on much. They're in the number 3 slot. Donald Trump is at number 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1. That's the People List, according to the listing, the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com or at DJV Show on our Facebook and social media.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. healvets.org.
When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty, in terms of choosing Calitrin and weight loss in general.
You know, with every purchase of Calitrin, you get your own personal Calitrin consultant. And our consultants, they've been working for years helping customers lose weight with this product. We do everything we can to help you see where we even have a nurse available on staff should you want to talk to a nurse. But it really is a product that I think is different than every other weight loss product out there because it really works with your body, not against your body.
What's the midwinter deal right now, the winter sale? What's the special?
We've put up the early Valentine's special so you can make sure you get your delivery before Valentine's Day, but we've got the unlimited buy 3, get 3 free. So that's buy 4, get 4 free, buy 10, get 10 free. It's a perfect time to stock up and save or maybe even split it with a friend.
That's the Valentine's special at toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code to have free shipping as well and get a hold of all these specials. The story list now from Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com or on the DJV Show social media. At number 10, the countdown to the Super Bowl. A lot of people are excited about this game. So we again think it'll be a high-scoring game. And by the time some of you hear this, the game will be over probably because this program is on all weekend long all over the country. At number 9, the story of those the FBI agents and the ancillary discussion about them being killed and how dangerous it is to be in that position. The Gavin Newsom recall is number 8. Our relationships with China and Russia at 7. Immigration reform is 6. The whole cancel culture discussion is number 5. Race relations and Morgan Wallen, number 4. The economy, number 3. COVID, number 2. And the insurrection investigation of the GOP. It's a very interesting political week as well. That's it. The story list from Talkers. Couple of quick anecdotal things. I was making an observation about the ads. We were talking about Super Bowl. The ads are much less expensive on TV than they have been in the past, Michael. New people coming in. But what's getting the attention are some of the radio ads that are better, according to many people, that are going to be on the broadcast on the radio, which is kind of a nice thing to hear, getting people focused on it being on the radio.
Yeah, in theater of the mind, great way to advertise. Right. And, you know, I'm glad to see that radio is getting a little bit of attention in the whole Super Bowl hype thing.
All right. I want to spend just a minute on the canceling of Donald Trump. The reality is that he has lost half of his net worth because he was president and some of the things that he's brought upon himself. But, you know, some of the people that work for him are having a hard time getting a job. I don't think that's fair. Do you? Just because they work for Trump, they're not going to get a job.
What is this fairness thing that you're obsessed with?
I don't know. I just think
you make your choices in life. You choose where you want to work. You choose who you want to align with. Politics is controversial, and sometimes the chips don't fall the way you want them to.
Really? But you're a bad guy just because of your I guess
you're not a bad guy. But why is anybody obligated? But why is anybody obligated to hire somebody?
Not obligated, but if they're good at their job, I don't know. I just think they're being dismissed. For not necessarily the right reason. That's just,
I hear you. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just arguing with you.
I know you're not. All right. The MH interview with Stephen JJ. Tell us about that. The whole.
Oh, Steve, our Stevie, you know, Weissman, one of the greatest lawyers in America and experts on cybercrime. Yep. He and I dissect the GameStop debacle and explain it to people so that it makes some sense because it isn't a lightweight story.
You want to make sense of it. He's the guy. Stephen J.J. Weissman on the MH interview. Also, you can find it at talkers.com. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry. This offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal bank, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. People have a letter, license in all 50 states, and all is consumer access.org, number 330.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour. The countdown continues with Stephen J.J. Wiseman. I'm Doug Steffen. Mr. Wiseman is a lawyer, a college professor. He's an expert in scams. Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine says he's the expert. When it comes to experts, he's the expert on experts. How about that? And because of that, this week Steve is the guest on Harrison's weekly podcast, The MH Interview, where you talk about GameStop and all of that stuff. That's part of the countdown for sure, you know, the stock market, the economy, and all of that stuff. I must profess that I don't understand this at all. I'm not a stock person. I don't get Robin Hood. I don't know where Big John is. I don't know where any of this is. No, anyway, as Little John, not Big John, as Little John, excuse me.
Except he was a big guy.
He was a big guy, yes, exactly. So is this, I mean, are we being faked out here? What's what is going on with this?
Well, you know what it is that the emperor's new clothes, we're finding out that the emperor is naked. One of the things with what happened with GameStop is it exposed how easily technology is allowing people to manipulate the market. You know, I saw the whole GameStop thing is kind of a temporary funny thing in the sense that you had a bunch of people at home who realized that through social media they could game together, affect the market, and hurt these hedge fund managers who had, frankly, I'm not a big fan of hedge funds, but the hedge fund managers were making a legitimate investment shorting. In other words, they were going to profit if the stock went down at GameStop. And GameStop was is a company that, by and large, is in malls selling video games, and that's not the model anymore. But what people don't understand, and by people, I'm including the Securities and Exchange Commission, is how easy it is to manipulate through technology our market and our financial system, and really in jeopardy. And you know, maybe we've been just lucky that it hasn't been attacked by
the
Russia,
Chinese and the China, Russians and the exactly. All right, let me speaking of things that we have to be careful of. As I have said many times, Steve is the founder of Scamicide.com, which is a website that helps people, scams galore, IRS scams. Apparently, this week the IRS warned the American public that there are tons of coronavirus scams, and the tactics are, I'm sure you've seen these, bilking a lot of people out of payments that they're expecting to get. And this is a great way for your information to get stolen. My God, why would you talk to anybody on the phone who says, I'm calling from the IRS?
Good. And I'm here to help you.
Oh,
you
know, yeah, right.
The thing is, there's a technique called spoofing, which is incredibly easy to do because unless it is done for an illegal purpose, it is legal. And spoofing is a way that you can make a phone call. You can go online, get the software, so that you can actually make a phone call that appears to come from someone else. So it's so easy for the scammers to make a call that appears to be coming from the IRS, the Securities and Exchange Commission, Social Security, anyone. And so people will trust it. But the bottom line is whenever you get an email, a phone call, a text message, you never know who really is contacting you. So you can't give information unless you've absolutely confirmed that it's legitimate.
Yep. Well, in this circumstance, there are people, not only the IRS, but there are opportunities coming up to invest in companies. Supposedly, we've got the newest vaccine, you're told.
Oh, yeah.
And if you invest $100,000 or $10 or whatever with us, it'll be multiplied. It'll be the best day of your life when you invest in this, whatever it is that they're selling. It's a real scam.
You know,
so,
there are a lot of schemes, and these have only gotten increased during the pandemic.
Right.
What they're largely doing is an old, you know, none of these scams are new, but one called a pump and dump. The bad guys find a company that's making anything. They don't care. And it's a small cap company, so they can buy a lot of the stock. They buy it at its regular price. Then they trick people. They con people into buying that stock, thinking it's going to cure the coronavirus. And then, boom, the stock goes up.
Goes
the
up.
Bad guys sell out. The truth comes out, and the stock drops.
Bingo.
So why do people do this? They're looking for the easy, quick fix.
The National Center for Disaster Fraud hotline number is 866-720-5721. There are complaint forms online. But listen to Steve. Check out his website, scamaside.com, and listen to him on the MH interview this week as well. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Upwards of 4 inches of snow fell in Washington, D.C. Sunday, 8 inches in New York City. Several more fell as the storm made its way up the New England coast. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orvig expects the storm to end later this evening.
It looks like the snow totals are going to be around the 4-inch range, or maybe a little higher as we go from parts of the Mid-Atlantic up through New York City area and up towards Boston. Not a very heavy snowfall, but it will be a wet snowfall.
Tom Brady made his 7th Super Bowl title look familiar, despite moving south to a new team at a conference during a pandemic. Brady threw 2 touchdown passes to old friend Rob Gronkowski, 1 to pal Antonio Brown, and the Buccaneers beat the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes 31-9 on their home field in Super Bowl 55. Average price of regular gas jumping 5 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks, $2.50 a gallon. That's 3 cents less than a year ago. Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says the increase was caused by a continuing rise in crude oil prices since November.
The low in this panel of cities, Houston at 208. And the high is San Francisco Bay Area, 349.
Diesel up a nickel to $2.75 a gallon. Here at home, active duty troops are being deployed to help vaccinate Americans in the coronavirus fight.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin has signed off on troops helping deliver vaccines. White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt says more than 1,000 military personnel will help support large vaccination sites.
Part of this group will start to arrive in California within the next 10 days to begin operations there around February 15th.
Each of the Pentagon's 5 military teams includes 220 personnel, and the teams will be able to provide about 6,000 shots a day. Greg Clugston, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the 4 ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from 4 different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Twitter on Saturday issued a permanent suspension for the account run by Jim Hoft, founder and editor-in-chief of far-right news website Gateway Pundit, for violations of its, quote, civic integrity policy.
The policy includes a series of punishments depending on the frequency of violations, with five or more strikes resulting in a permanent suspension. According to an archived version of Hoff's account, his most recent tweets came on January 29th when he shared criticisms of coronavirus restrictions and claims that certain ballots cast for President Biden were illegal. Twitter on Tuesday officially suspended the MyPillow Company Twitter account after founder Mike Lindell used it to make several posts attacking Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey and promoting claims of election fraud. Lindell's personal account was suspended as well. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Representative Liz Cheney, third-ranking House GOP leader, said she was undeterred by censure from Wyoming Republicans on Saturday and criticism from some House colleagues over her vote to impeach former President Trump. This is SRN News. Tragedy in the high country as four skiers in their 20s killed in an avalanche in Utah on Saturday. Another four were rescued, according to police.
Authorities say it's one of the deadliest avalanches in Utah history. It happened in the Wilson Glade area of Mill Creek Canyon, a popular backcountry skiing area. Mayor Jenny Wilson says the community is grieving.
Our outdoor community is very connected. So, this type of loss touches many people, and it really is heartbreaking.
Officials say the skiers were prepared with avalanche beacons and other backcountry gear, and four of them were able to dig themselves out of the snow, then dig out the other four skiers, but they had already died. Helicopters had to airlift the survivors out and wait for better conditions before attempting to get the bodies of the others. I'm Julie Walker.
Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I thought that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Cure or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for the weekly Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in Talk Radio for the week of February the 1st to the 5th. You believe we're back doing this again? Seems like about 5 minutes ago we did last week's. As the time marches on, so do the interest in various stories. Research done by Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at Talkers.com. I think we've begun to list it too, Jay. Jay Kirshner is here with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn, all part of the DJV program, and we take this opportunity to go through the stories so that we can kind of evaluate them and bring you maybe a little more detail than what you've had. And because this program is heard not only among the DJV show cast, but also heard over the weekend on a lot of the same stations that carry the DJV show and some that don't. This is an overview and a stimulation, I think, as much as anything else. It's all about stimulation, getting people to think more about these issues. So at number 10 on the issue/story list is the countdown to the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl 55, people getting excited about Tom Brady, people saying it's going to be a close game. And so, Jay, we've been following this on our social media at DJV Show. What's the latest in terms of predictions, in terms of excitement? What are you sensing from our listeners?
Because there are some people who are totally into it. They're giving their predictions. A lot of people are saying Tampa Bay by 10. A few people are saying Kansas City. And some people are 100% like, I don't care. Next. Stupid question. Move on. So the people who don't care about the Super Bowl, the people who don't care about the Super Bowl really don't care about the Super Bowl.
Here. And the weekend, I mean, who cares about him doing the halftime show?
I am the only one, apparently.
He's going to be good. No, I like him. He's going to be so better than people think. Yeah, he's a great live performer.
You going to sing any traditional songs?
What, probably Frankie Valli? Traditional to you, right?
What are you talking with? Like, what kind?
I know, right?
Traditional.
Kumbaya.
Football.
What would you like the weekend to sing? This would be
I'd like him to sing a football song. How about that? Oh. Yeah?
Okay.
A football song. Yeah. Number 9 on the story list. Those FBI agents that were killed this week, what more can you say about that other than the acknowledgement that we have a lot of angry people, people you wish weren't in our country, you wish they were somewhere else, these guys getting killed doing their job.
I think the lesson is this, is that law enforcement, we talk every time about, you know, when somebody does something wrong in law enforcement, and by and large, most of these people, 99.9% of them, are doing things right, and they're kissing their husbands and their wives goodbye, and they're going out there, and they're putting it all on the line every single day, and sometimes they don't come home. And so let these two be a lesson to people who maybe get really down on law enforcement, that there are a lot of people out there who do the right thing, who are trying to break up child pornography rings, and who are just trying to get back home to their family safely, and they don't. And so I think it's just a reminder that, you know, we should say thank you every once in a while.
We tend to generalize too much in our country in discussion. You know, all police are this, or all teachers are that, or all radio folks. It's just, that's nonsense. Everybody's an individual, and there are different circumstances. Do people, when they get into like situations or work in like communities, like jobs, do they sometimes start to think the same? Yeah, kind of. But that to have everybody think that all of these people, you're right, are in the same kettle of fish, not smart, actually. All right, number 8. Excuse me. We seem to be focused a lot, as usual, on California. And number 8, Jennifer, this is in your court, as the movement to get rid of Newsom, the governor, has really gained some steam the last this is getting real, isn't it? The polls are sinking. Democrats,
how big a story it is nationally. I mean, every time I turn on national news, it seems like they're now talking about our governor. And so, yeah, it's really likely that they've got enough signatures maybe already. The thing with California is that we verify signatures here when it comes to these kinds of races. It's amazing how rules apply for certain things but not the others, because people were screaming about verifying signatures during the presidential race in Georgia. That didn't happen. But what will happen is by March 17th, that's how long the recall effort has to collect signatures, they will start looking at every single signature and they'll start scrutinizing it. Did you sign outside the box? Is there a mark that is not within the confines of the signing area? We'll throw those signatures out. So with everything that gets something on the ballot, they're going to give it a lot of scrutiny. So the number is that they have to reach 1.5 million, but more than that, the recall effort is looking to get closer to 1.8 or 2 million, because they believe that's how many signatures will actually just be thrown out of contention. So,
quick question, are they going signatures? Is this an online petition or?
Yeah, and this is strange.
Door to door? I mean, I know with COVID that doesn't happen.
Typically,
probably.
It would be door to door in front of supermarkets or, mm-hmm. or drugstores or whatever. But
right.
Because of COVID, this is actually an online effort. So people can print out their form. They can. I think there's like 3 signature boxes. So you can get your household to sign it. You can just sign it. The only rule is that everybody has to be in the same county. So you fill out what county you're in. You sign the box. You send it back in. And that's how they've been collecting these signatures because of COVID. They were also given an extension period because when this first qualified to go into petition mode, everything was shut down. So they were actually granted an extra few months because of the pandemic. So that's benefiting them.
That was interesting.
Too.
This high school football player, his post went viral after he called out Newsom for wasting this past year. I think that's a general feeling all of us have.
Well,
it's not just Amy Newsom. I mean, it's
yeah,
this
school
last
shut
year
down,
has been a big waste.
Shut down. It's been very arbitrary in the way things have been done in California. And that's just pandemic stuff. I mean, there was a whole slew of stuff stacking up with unfunded pension liability. All these things that have been plaguing Newsom just got worse and then amplified by his failure with COVID. And so now the question is who runs against him? Because you're going to have a choice if this makes it on the ballot as to who's going to challenge him. And it's possible that Newsom will, the recall will make it to the ballot, and then it's possible he'll survive the recall.
Would his lieutenant
from 60? No.
Mm-mm. That's not
the
someone
lieutenant governor's
can't
high
run against
in his squad.
Him.
Well, she could, but she's totally in his squad, so she would not.
Mm-hmm. She'll be gone. Number seven on the story list, our relationship with China and Russia. Some people talking international relations, what went on in Myanmar. But if you look at the pictures from Myanmar, the coup there, what you're not seeing are the same kind of pictures coming out of China because they don't let that stuff out of China. But if you think that things are peaceful and quiet and everything's wonderful in China, then you're sadly mistaken. The Chinese population, the Russian population, there is real unrest, serious unrest in Russia, especially this past couple of weeks, because of how obvious it is what Putin is doing with anybody who runs it was in opposition to him. I'm surprised he didn't just
kill
this
guy. And anyone who has support against him. So, Navalny has, it's not just that he's out there, this one guy with a bullhorn, he's got thousands and thousands of people who are behind him.
Yeah.
So that's what's really scaring Putin about this whole thing. And that's why they tried to poison him, because, it's not like a hanging, or it's not like he dies mysteriously in jail. They just tried to poison him, and that didn't work.
So maybe
somebody
should try to poison Putin. Why doesn't somebody
I'm
try
sure
to
do,
has,
right?
He has. I bet he has a food taster or something
yes.
I bet you anything.
Right.
I mean,
for sure. But I also love that, Putin's defense on why it was sort of Trumpian, when women accuse Trump of, sexual assault, and he's like, she's not hot enough for me. Well, Putin had the same type of defense. He was like, if I poison someone, they would die. He's like, I'd be
really
awesome at it.
I actually don't know. I actually buy that.
Right. I believe it.
Exactly. All right, number six. Immigration reform. Let's talk about that, what's going on the borders, as we continue on the Talk Radio Roundup with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner here.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, back into the fold here. 17 after the hour, the DJV program focusing on the stories from the Talkers Magazine overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio with our thoughts. Immigration reform is number six here. I've noticed a number of things. Biden this week went to the State Department. Did anyone hear any of that? I was listening to some of that
yesterday. Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, and what did you get out of it? The refugee cap is being raised to 125,000. What does that really mean to us and our population? And how do we? Is there a definition really of refugee? What's a?
Yeah, it's about how many people. Yeah, they're granted refugee status. Mm-hmm. So it's a status that's granted by the government to people who need immediate.
He says we have a responsibility to the people who are already here. I don't know, what is that responsibility?
I wish that's what he had said, because that's exactly right. He does have a responsibility to American citizens who are suffering because of a pandemic, but unfortunately that's not exactly what we heard in his speech from the State Department. It seemed, again, the priority doesn't seem to be on the people here who are suffering, and I think it's unfortunate, but, you know, I don't agree with his foreign policy stance. I didn't agree with Obama's, so I probably would be the wrong person to ask about it. I just think it's the wrong way to go.
Well, I mean, you have a thought. I don't know whether, Victoria, you have a thought about what they're...
I'm more curious to see what Jen doesn't like about it. I mean, it's really more allyship, which we didn't have at all. And so we're not like the go-it-alone thing that Trump did. That's not Biden. That's the opposite of Biden.
But I think what allyship means for the rest of the country is that it's about taking American money and using it, and what do we really get from it? I mean, being an ally to Iran gets us what? I think we were in a far better place when we took a tough stance on Iran, because the regime wants to kill us. They believe that God wants Americans dead. And so it's not the Iranian people, but it's the regime that believes that.
Yes,
so exactly. But why hand money over to them saying, please don't hurt us, when they didn't hurt us, when we were operating from strength and not handing them money to fund terror around the globe? I mean, and the other piece of this puzzle is when you talk about immigration, which I think is going to continue to be a big issue, you've got migrant caravans walking to the border again because Biden said that he would be softer on immigration. He's stopping construction of the border wall, which is already funded and already in effect, and keeping people safe. And he's stopping deportations. He's going back to catch and release. Now, Mexico had worked with Trump after no one wanted to give him credit for this, but Mexico actually agreed to hold on to people that made it to the border while they waited their trial and give them safe passage.
There's no good reason for letting these people in the country unless they have something to offer. There's just no good reason.
No, it doesn't seem that a lot of people are talking about it, but just yesterday in Arizona, there were 11 Iranians who were caught trying to sneak into the country. Now, what do you think that they're doing here? Do you think that they walked from Iran? I don't, because I think that would be a miracle if they did.
A direct flight from Tehran to Mexico City, and then we can have a little walk from there. All right, we continue our focus on the stories. Check them all out at talkers.com. It's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine, good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour here. The DJ Veers are commenting, as we usually do in the Countdown Roundtable here, an overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world, stories of the week, the people listed better. I'm going to do a Countdown Extra here for a moment because I found this to be very intriguing. We all know about how controversial MyPillow guy Mike Lindell is, who this week released a three-hour movie that he made about the election fraud, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So now I see that a fellow named David Hogg, do you know who he is?
Yeah, from he was one of the Parkland shooter kids.
Right, okay.
He was in the school, yeah.
He is going to, he and a software developer, a guy named William Legate, are launching a new pillow company to compete with MyPillow. I don't know. I just found that kind of tickled me. Meanwhile, my folks, the friends that I have at MyPillow, because they've been advertisers on this program for 3 or 4 years, tell me that business has never been better. So that sort of tells me that it isn't what people say about you. It's the old thing. Just spell my name right. And so all the attention to my people that never heard of MyPillow before and probably never heard of Lindell, now they are curious about it. And especially if you are a Trump supporter and you're looking for a pillow, where do you think you're going to go first? I mean, this actually is pretty good for business, I would think, from his perspective.
Why do pillows need to be political?
That's a great question.
Just find a pillow that works for your head or your neck.
Everything is
like,
political.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
God.
All right, so that number five is all about the cancel culture, and I guess that this sort of does fit into that because people are trying to get his ads taken off the air, you know, the business about Marjorie Greene and whether she should be taken off. Is that part of the, that's all part of the sort of cancel culture thing, isn't it? Another example of it. If you don't like what somebody says, then get rid of them.
But the thing about Marjorie Greene is that they put her on the education committee, and she has been very, very public about the Sandy Hook, where all those little children were massacred. She said it was a hoax. It never happened. It wasn't real.
Well, that's an Alex Jones thing.
Well, she actually, but here's, just to,
and then she also, she attacked your boy David Hogg there. There's video of her that she filmed herself of, like, accosting him on the street. Like, she's not someone that
she does go out of her way to get in your face.
Well, and I think a lot of the stuff that she got in trouble for was posts that she had posted on her Facebook page or liked. And so I would say this. Yes, she said some really stupid things. And she tried to buy into a lot of stupid theories. She came out and she apologized for it, which is more than Ilhan Omar did when she made a lot of anti-Semitic comments. And so I think you have to realize that the will of the voter stands, number one. They just voted all of these people back into office a couple of months ago. And I don't know if it's up to the minority or the majority party to dictate how the minority party handles their inner workings. Remember, it was Republicans who stripped Steve King of his committee assignments. He ultimately
weren't there a bunch of Republicans, Jennifer, who wanted her to be moved out as well?
No, they actually voted internally to keep her in her committee assignments. So it was the Democrats who pushed to make the change, and they did that to her and stripped it. Now, that just means that we're back to the political tit for tat again, because when Republicans take control of the House, then they're going to think they can assert control over the minority party and tell Democrats who can sit on what committees and who can't. And
I don't have a problem with her being I don't have a problem with her being on a committee. I just think that she doesn't belong on the Education Committee. That's where I would stand on it. I don't care where else she goes. I don't want to pay attention to her, but she has no business being on the education
committee. A lot of politicians say she ought not to be taken seriously. I have, frankly, no respect for most of anything that Omar says or does. I find her to be obnoxious, and it has nothing to do with her religion or her color. I just find her obnoxious. I think some of the things that Green has said are obnoxious.
You had AOC lying, saying that people were trying to pull her out of her bathroom in her office.
Yeah, right. She's full of herself. That she's gotten to believe her own press. It's interesting to actually understand the nature of what we have in Washington, and maybe it is a representative of all of the various entities that are a part of our country these days. 28 past the hour. when it comes right down to the nitty-gritty in terms of choosing Calitrin and weight loss in general.
You know, with every purchase of Calitrin, you get your own personal Calitrin consultant. And our consultants, they've been working for years helping customers lose weight with this product. We do everything we can to help you see where we even have a nurse available on staff should you want to talk to a nurse. But it really is a product that I think is different than every other weight loss product out there because it really works with your body, not against your body.
What's the midwinter deal right now, the winter sale? What's the special?
We've put up the early Valentine's special so you can make sure you get your delivery before Valentine's Day, but we've got the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. It's a perfect time to stock up and save or maybe even split it with a friend.
That's the Valentine's special at toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code to have free shipping as well and get a hold of all these specials.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, point and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter. License in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Carmen's startup found an angel investor, but now they're asking for a miracle from her development team.
Hello, this is Carmen. That's exciting news. I guess we could launch early.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at AM1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at AM1460.com. Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Balls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Balls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour. This is our overview of the week's worth of stories from the world of News Talk Radio, the Roundup, I call it. With DJB, here's Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Number four here is a focus on race relations with a real sort of focal point on Morgan Wallen. And for those who don't know who Morgan Wallen is, I think Jay Kirshner is from that neck of the woods, so she can help us understand.
Yeah, he's like one of the bigger country artists right now. He has been having so many number ones. He was on schedule to have another number one in the coming weeks.
And that's been
canceled.
He's
broken records. Yeah. Yeah, it's all kind of done.
He's been canceled.
He's been
radio
grounded.
Stations, the network's taken all his music off because he referred. Apparently he's done
he's
this
caught
before.
On video.
Using
well,
the N-word.
Yeah, right. Well, he was caught on video yelling the N-word at his neighbor, and that's TMZ had it, and that's what.
Yeah, it was one of his friends. It was one of his friends, and the neighbor caught it on camera because they heard a bunch of commotion. Mm-hmm. And one of their rings, the doorbell, the ring camera, got it all. He was calling it one of his friends that word.
Really? What, he was calling a friend that?
Yeah, he was saying bye to them and saying, like, take care of them. And, I mean, he was saying all kinds of things.
Really? What, was the person he was talking to black?
I don't know. You couldn't see. You could definitely tell they were all lit.
What do you mean? They were all drunk?
Yes.
Drugs?
Yeah.
Really?
They were not sober.
By the way, where does that expression come from?
He's a fan of the alcohol.
Lit. Where did that expression come from? No, I've heard it, and I don't know.
Lit up like a Christmas tree.
Is that what it is?
I'd think.
Yeah. So now, we have sort of a sub-theme going on here, talking about the cancel culture as it applies to any number of things. We were talking about it with regard to Ms. Green. I think cancel out some of the ladies that are in that. What's the name of that group that they have in Congress? What do they call them?
Squad.
Gang? The what? What are they? Oh, the squad.
Squad.
Okay, yeah, all right. Now, in terms of Morgan Wallen, does he become a catastrophe? Not a catastrophe. Does he become a victim of the cancel culture? Or is that what happens to people who use the N-word? They get wiped out. This guy's everything that's been around him. I'm not saying it's good, but all of the PR, everything, gonzo. Get rid of this guy. Get him off the radio. Get him off TV.
Sometimes cancel culture, you know, everyone likes to blame it. It's become the new phrase that replaced politically correct. But you know what? Sometimes it's just the right thing to do. And cancel culture is just holding people accountable for the for the really awful things that they've said and done. So there's a big difference.
Is AOC being held accountable for the things that she said that weren't true about the riot?
Well, what's not true? She said she was. I just read through what she said. She was in her bath. She was hiding in her bathroom, and she heard a man's voice say, "Where is she?" The guy later on was identified as a Capitol Police officer. She did not know who it was. It
but
was just
she knew
a man's
at the time
voice.
Of the video. See, that's the problem. She knew at the time of the video, and she made the video. She said that they were shouting her name and they were trying to come and get her. Well, there weren't any rioters trying to come and get her. That was what she was intimating. So she takes 5% of the truth and then she spins it. And then when she gets caught, she doubles down and on Twitter says, well, this is why we don't believe victims in our society. And my office was surrounded with explosives. Well, no, it wasn't. You had a pipe bomb at the DNC and a pipe bomb at the RNC.
But can we just like
away
instead
from
of
your office building?
Right. But instead of trying to pick apart someone's experience, can't we just say this was a really scary situation that none of us
would
want to be
in? Do your own importance.
But why are we just part and parcel of like every, I mean, if she was scared, she was scared. So, okay.
Yeah, but here's
That's
the deal.
Scary there's situation.
There's a difference between gaslighting and talking about your fear. If she would have come out and said, I was scared and, you know, this was a scary experience, great, good on her. I understand. I'm sure it was a scary experience. But when you come out with all of these details intimating something, you're gaslighting people and it makes people crazy. And then people don't want to believe what actually happened. And it's actually hurting truth. Right.
It's
and so this
crying
is,
wolf.
I think, the biggest thing, I couldn't care less about, what's his name, Morgan Wallen? I don't even know his name. I could care less about him and his career. He said stupid things. Okay, he's done stupid things. He should have to be accountable for them. But the cancel culture doesn't exactly seem to be equitable.
Doesn't let people apologize. If you apologize and are sincere about it, then maybe you ought to be able to move on. We got to move on here to get everything in. All right, number three is a discussion about the stimulus package, the economy in general. What's the market or what are the markets doing? So far, they're okay. Unemployment is 8.9%, I believe. It was up to 10.4% at one point during the height of all of this. So people are getting jobs. But I'm not sure I really know between the Democrats and the Republicans what is the face of the stimulus package and where the heck is it in the system. Does anybody really know?
It's passed. I don't think anything's going to happen until mid-March, though, right?
This will actually speed it up. But this was not a bipartisan effort, as we were promised. This was exactly 50-50 split in the Senate. Kamala Harris had to come in and preside over it and cast the vote for Democrats. $1.9 trillion when we've already spent $4 or $5 trillion, and there's already over $1 trillion.
It's poor.
There's already $1 trillion in the account that was passed in almost $1 trillion that was already passed previously in past stimulus plans that hasn't even been used yet, and now we've passed $1.9 trillion. I'm all for helping the people who need it and who are out of work, but all of this other stuff, granting amnesty for people, all of this stuff, it does not belong in a COVID relief package. It just doesn't. And it's costing us. I mean, we can say right now, great, $1.9 trillion, fantastic. But this was a problem I had with Trump, and obviously no one in Biden's administration has a problem with it as well. Spend. And when are we going to, cap this off? I mean, you want to think the only person who's excited about this is China right now and President Xi, because he's going, this is great. The economy is going to take a huge hit in about 4 years when they want to become the superpower on the planet.
It might take a hit in 4 months, never mind 4 years. Depends.
It's scary. The answer is firing it up and printing more money.
To take a particular sector of the economy, let's take the airline business and the amount of money that has been spent, if you will, or doled out to the airlines to keep them flying and to keep the employees getting paid, part of the original deal. And now there's another $50 billion going, but it's not enough. American Airlines this week notified 13,000 of its employees that they are probably going to be furloughed.
This is not the time, to just to be worrying about how much we're spending. We're already
imaginary
monopoly money at this point.
I'm all for spending the money on people
too.
Who need it.
Yep.
But I don't think we need to put in a ton of pet projects, which is what's happening.
Well, but the other thing is that the amount of money that was spent in that first round to pay off Big Ag and Big
Fund
Tech,
the Kennedy
and Big
Center,
Farmer,
yeah.
Kanye. Yeah, I mean, come on. who's watching the story? I'm hoping that these people in the Biden administration are doing a better job of taking care of, watching, or monitoring where the money goes so that it isn't just all everybody's pal. I noticed, by the way, speaking of Biden, that Hunter is publishing a book about his battle with drugs. When is that coming out?
I didn't even hear about that. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's out next month by the publisher who wouldn't publish Josh Hawley's book and canceled his contract. So,
Josh Hawley, remind us who Josh Hawley is.
The senator from Missouri who a lot of people on the left don't like. He was... he's a new senator.
That guy.
He's the grandstander who wants everybody to know his name. Now
he's like Marjorie Greene and Omar.
Well, I mean, he is. Exactly. If we're going to say that AOC had too much publicity and Ilhan Omar did too, this guy's new, and so he gets to be lumped right in with the rest of the grandstanders.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of them, that's for sure. All right, coming up in a moment, the real big story, as far as I'm concerned, all of the ancillary things that are around the vaccines and COVID and whether you're going to get the variant or not. Oh, there's so much stuff floating around about that that's important. So we'll get to it in a matter of moments here as we continue on the Talk Radio Review. The story list now from Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com or on the DJV Show social media. At number 10, the countdown to the Super Bowl. A lot of people are excited about this game this weekend, think it'll be a high-scoring game. And by the time some of you hear this, the game will be over probably because this program is on all weekend long all over the country. At number 9, the story of those FBI agents and the ancillary discussion about them being killed and how dangerous it is to be in that position. The Gavin Newsom recall is number 8. Our relationships with China and Russia at 7. Immigration reform is 6. The whole cancel culture discussion is number 5. Race relations and Morgan Wallen, number 4. The economy, number 3. COVID, number 2. And the insurrection investigation of the GOP. It's a very interesting political week as well. That's it. The story list from Talkers. Lots of focus on MyPillow these days about how literally it has changed everybody's life who uses these pillows. Your very own MyPillow can be yours by going to MyPillow.com. Now is the time for the premium MyPillow sale to get you involved. Lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow, usually $69.98. Now it's $29.98. $40 you save. Kings are only $5 more. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. Comes with a 10-year warranty, washable, dryable, 100% made in the USA. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza Dream bed sheets, MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets. That's MyPillow.com. Check out using the promo code DJV.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The People List from Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. That's where you find the list every week, the stories and the people. On the People List, Tom Brady's at number 10. Pretty obvious why. Number 9, the leaders of Russia and China. Number 8, Gavin Newsom, the governor, soon to be probably former governor of California. Morgan Wallen is number 7. Put his toe into the wrong pile, I think, as much as anything else. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are together at number 6. The Republicans at number 5, McConnell, McCarthy, etc. Dr. Tony Fauci is in the 4th position as far as the People List is concerned. Liz Cheney and Marjorie Taylor Greene. I doubt even though they're in the same party, they'd agree on much. They're in the number 3 slot. Donald Trump is at number 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1. That's the People List, according to the listing, the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com or at DJV Show on our Facebook and social media. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, 45 and change after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review with folks from the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The situation with COVID, the vaccines, the variants, all sorts of things. I thought it was interesting that the Speaker of the House in Iowa, Pat Grassley, is he related to the senator?
He's the son or grandson, yeah.
Son? Yeah, probably grandson, I'm going to guess. Anyway, he's been pushing back against imposing a mask mandate in the legislature in Iowa, saying you can't force them to cover their faces.
Yeah, but he also just banned denim jeans, and so that's okay, but you can't tell people to, that you have to wear a mask to save lives.
Too. How about if you make the masks out
but
of denim?
Right, but here's the thing. This is why he's now on the national stage, because there was a woman who purposefully wore jeans, and he reprimanded her and would not allow her to have any speaking time on the floor. She did it to make the point. She said, if you wear a mask, you can save lives, and so you're saying that I can't speak because I'm not wearing jeans, but yet you're saying that you can't enforce a mask mandate? It's totally, he has no leg to stand on.
Has anybody sent a picture of... Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake in their denim outfit to this guy?
If you want to claim that having a mask mandate is unconstitutional, then dress codes are unconstitutional too, and that has not been passed. So there's really no legal argument. He's just making a political one.
One of the things
I don't know what his argument is about jeans, but truly, it is unconstitutional to mandate what anybody wears, whether it's jeans or masks. So just
Well, then he's on the wrong side of the law.
Correct. That it's unconstitutional no matter what. Now, private businesses, government entities can have dress codes, but constitutionally, it would not hold up.
But it's just, you know what? To fight that fight is pretty worthless when you consider the benefits of wearing a mask. It's just, it's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. As far as I'm concerned, do I like wearing a mask? Hell no.
Who likes it? No one likes it.
But it's something that...
I'm glad you don't mind it, because it's not going away, apparently. Even yesterday at the White House press briefing, or this week sometime, they said that even after...
Why should it go away?
Well, because after the vaccine, people are like, hey, the reason we're taking the vaccine is to get back to normal.
After the vaccine,
Johnson said, that's not going away. You're always going to have to wear a mask.
Who said that?
The White House press secretary.
Nah, she's full of baloney.
Well, no, it's not forever. It's
That's nonsense.
It might cause a backlash, because then people are going to go, well, if I have to do this anyway, why would I get the vaccine?
Well, that's the thing. It's kind of stupid for her even to say that, if that's what she really said. One of the things I find alarming this week is the report on hydroxychloroquine. I got it. Wait a minute. Don't be. I did it. I got it. Hydroxychloroquine. Close to it. Just do that for your benefit. Hydroxychloroquine works. And there's a report that came out this week, and this this infuriates me. When I think, and I'm, you know, we all know that anybody who listens to the program, I was no big Trump fan by any stretch of the imagination. But to have this stuff basically negated because Trump started talking about it is an unbelievable infraction.
How many people died because of that?
400,000 people around the globe, according to this research that was published this week in the American Journal of Medicine, says 400,000 people died because this is cheap, was easy to get a hold of, this and the Z-Pack. And yet, because it was downplayed by the news media, people just didn't take it.
It's more than that, though, because it depends on where you were. I have friends who are ER doctors in Manhattan, and they were prescribing the combo, and it didn't work for everybody.
No, because you got to take it the way it's supposed to be taken.
Well, the doctors were prescribing it the proper way, but it does not. It still did not work for everybody.
There's a lot of stuff that doesn't work for everybody, Victoria. It doesn't make any difference. What it is isn't going to be perfect for everybody, but to have it discounted because it was associated with Trump is a damnable outrage. 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org. The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech. But Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Here's time for Victoria Keelan to go through the top five items from the world of technology this week. So Doug Steffen gives you the numbers, and you give us the stories, Victoria. Is that a deal?
Sounds good.
You're all in on that? Okay.
All in.
All in. Number five, a focus on Samsung.
Yep, Samsung made headlines this week because they dropped the price of their folding flip phone, which is called the Galaxy Z Flip 5G. They dropped the price by $250, so now it's basically the same price as the new iPhones. It's $1,199.
Sounds like a real deal for something that costs $90 to make.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, $1,450 last July, and then they realized, you know, hello, pandemic, and that, I mean, $1,450 is just, plus tax, is ridiculous for a phone. So they've dropped it down. The thing is, though, and this is, you're paying all of this money just to have that folding piece of plastic screen. And the truth is, when you really look at the specs of the Samsung Z Flip, it is nowhere near as comparable as the other Samsung phones that are half the price. So you really are paying double just to have that novelty of the folding screen. So, you know, if that's what you want, go for it. But at least now it's a little bit cheaper.
Here's a recommendation for you. Number four, Google.
Google is updating its search results with a major new feature. It's an About This Result menu that lets you pull up information from Wikipedia about a website in your search results before you actually click on that website. So the reason that this is going to be helpful is the description lets you know if this is a real website. Or if it's secure, it'll tell you all the information that pulls up from Wikipedia. It'll tell you if it's a paid ad, which is really important because those ads can get people into a lot of trouble and you end up clicking on a link that you don't want. It'll let you know if it's an organic search result. And again, like I said, the secure, the HTTPS connection. So I think overall this is going to really help people when they're using a Google search. The first six results are usually ad-sponsored anyway, so I think this is going to be helpful. Also, Google's trying to help people figure out the misinformation thing that's happening right now. I mean, that's the real pandemic, is misinformation, and so search results have definitely played into that.
Number three on our countdown to the number one tech story this week, focus on Uber and all the dough they must have.
Yeah. Well, Uber, in the beginning of the pandemic, people thought Uber was going to go out of business, and it took a major hit. No one was going anywhere. People were too afraid to ride in an Uber. But then they luckily had already established their Uber Eats part of the company, and then people started ordering from restaurants, takeout, and delivery. And so Uber Eats started doing really well. And then people decided, you know, I don't even want to go to the liquor store. I'm just going to have all the booze delivered. So Grizzly, which is an alcohol delivery app, they became really popular. So now this new information, this new news, is that Uber has bought Drizzly for $1.1 billion. And so this deal will close sometime in the first half of this year, and it will all be under one umbrella, which makes it really convenient. If you order Uber Eats, you can also have your booze picked up on the way home. So that's how people live now, you know, in the pandemic world. So it's great.
Lovely.
Number two.
So we are getting into tax season now, and the IRS is already flagging lots of scams, and most of them are related to the pandemic and coronavirus relief and things like that. So there are several tactics from scammers that are trying to bilk people out of payments and steal their information. So the IRS says watch out for text messages asking taxpayers to disclose any bank account information under the guise of receiving the $600 relief payment, which is being held up for a lot of people because they have to file their taxes for 2020 still. Phishing schemes using email, letters, social media messages with keywords like coronavirus, COVID, and stimulus in various ways, steer clear of all that. Those communications reach large numbers of people, and they basically are just trying to get any type of personal or financial information they can get from you. Organized an unofficial sale of fake at-home COVID kits. This is a scam that's really kind of gotten way out of hand. Cures and all kinds of stuff that these are promising. So the IRS says don't interact with any of these scammers, but report them as soon as you can to the National Center for Disaster Fraud Hotline. That's really important.
Number one, Comcast rolling it out.
Yep, Comcast had some good news this week for its customers, internet customers. They're going to wait to charge you for extra data that you use. So it's you now have a few more months to enjoy all the data that you want without getting an extra charge. That will start in July, though. So I would say start monitoring your bill now and make sure that you are under the 1.2 terabyte data cap, because if you go over it, you could have as much as $100 in fees per month.
All right, there it is. Top five items from World of Technology, courtesy of Victoria and her research. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Beach combing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach, eating cookies, and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans for Walgreens.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The debate over the COVID-19 relief bill continues.
Former presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg, now the transportation secretary, says struggling Americans could use these funds.
I think it's really important that we are taking care of working families. That's obviously something that is being discussed and in this process going back and forth with Congress, and there needs to be robust support.
As for the Republicans, Senator Roger Wicker says the bill is too high, given the outlook from the Congressional Budget Office.
The economic projections from this bipartisan group argue against something the size of a $1.9 trillion package.
Both Wicker and Buttigieg appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Bucks beat the Chiefs 31-9 Sunday night in Super Bowl 55. Tom Brady named the MVP. President Reagan's longtime Secretary of State George Shultz, who spent most of the 1980s trying to improve relations with the Soviet Union and forging a course for peace in the Middle East, died at the age of 100.
Shultz had been the oldest surviving former cabinet member of any administration. He died Saturday at his home on the campus of Stanford University, according to the Hoover Institution, a think tank where he was a distinguished fellow. Shultz was Labor Secretary and Treasury Secretary under President Nixon before spending more than 6 years as Reagan's Secretary of State. Shultz negotiated the first ever treaty to reduce the size of the Soviet Union's ground-based nuclear arsenals. The 1987 accord was a historic attempt to begin to reverse the nuclear arms race. I'm Julie Walker.
Gas up a nickel over the past 2 weeks, $2.50 a gallon, 3 cents less than last year. Highest in San Francisco at $3.49, lowest in Houston at $2.08 a gallon. More news at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A man is warning people against using headphones while falling asleep after healthcare workers had to remove a wireless earbud from his esophagus.
Worcester resident Brad Gaither, who detailed his bizarre experience in a Facebook post, went to bed Monday listening to music. He woke up Tuesday shoveling snow for about an hour and then went inside to take a sip of water. But the liquid wouldn't go down. After noticing he was missing one of his two wireless earbuds, he went for an X-ray at a local emergency clinic and revealed the small plastic device was lodged in his lower esophagus. Doctors removed the earbud during an emergency endoscopy. Patrick Frost reporting.
A Nabisco plant in New Jersey will close for good by summer's end after 63 years of operation. 600 people are going to lose their jobs. The plant in Fairlawn produces baked goods under the Nabisco brand, including the famous treats like Oreos, Lorna Doone, and Teddy Grahams. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Mars is getting some new company.
After flying hundreds of millions of miles through space since last summer, three robotic explorers ready to hit the brakes at the red planet. United Arab Emirates orbiter reaches Mars Tuesday, followed Wednesday by China's orbiter rover combo. Then NASA's rover, the so-called Cosmic Caboose, will arrive a week later on February 18th to collect rocks for return to Earth. Both the UAE and China are newcomers at Mars. Jason Walker reporting.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says a tentative agreement's been reached with the teachers' union over COVID-19 safety protocols, potentially averting a strike in the nation's third largest school district. The deal includes pushing back the start of classes and phasing them in for pre-K through 8 students, with the first wave starting this week. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Remember us, the Tila Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes. We even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
And now, when radio was... Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open this time with a radio version of a popular family comedy. Then after we confirm or disprove that Father Knows Best, we visit with Charlie McCarthy and the man behind the dummy, the multi-voiced Edgar Bergen. But before we hear a ventriloquist performing for radio, we indeed begin with Robert Young as insurance agent Jim Anderson. Young first came to fame as a motion picture actor,
One of his first credited roles is in the 1931 Charlie Chan mystery, The Black Camel. Initially featured in primarily B-movies, his career grew, and he showed up at some A-list films, including The Enchanted Cottage with Dorothy McGuire, working opposite Susan Hayward and Jane Greer in the film noir They Won't Believe Me. And he also worked with a couple of other Bobs, as in Robert Ryan and Robert Mitchum, in Crossfire, released in 1947. Now, a couple of years after that, radio came calling, and here's an example of that. Known as Watching the Dog, this episode originally aired on September 11, 1952.
Mother, why did Daddy switch to Postum?
Your father says there's no caffeine in Postum. Nothing to spoil your sleep, and your father knows best.
It's Father Knows Best, transcribed in Hollywood, starring Robert Young as Father. A half-hour visit with your neighbors, the Andersons. Brought to you by Instant Postum, the good-tasting drink that's entirely caffeine-free, and by Post's 40% Bran Flakes, America's largest-selling Bran Flakes. Every dog, according to Jonathan Swift, must have his day. But not many dogs get to have their day with the Andersons in the white frame house on Maple Street. However, a certain French poodle is about to come into the lives of the Andersons. Like this.
Mother, I got it, Mother.
Got what, Betty?
Look, Father, isn't it cute?
Yes, it's cute. But what is it?
It's a dog.
That's a dog?
It's a toy French poodle, and it...
Oh, boy, we got a dog.
Get away, infant. Don't start mauling him.
I'm not going to maul him. I just want to pet him.
Well, don't even touch him. He belongs to Mr. Fawcett, and he's worth over $300.
I just want to put my hand on him. I'm not going to break him.
I don't know. From the look of him, he might break at that.
Get away, Kathy.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Why couldn't we get some little old 50-cent dog? He's not ours. Betty, you know who always winds up taking care of the pets you children bring home.
Mother, please, may I tell you why this dog is here?
Yes, I'd like an explanation, too. And an introduction. This is the first opportunity I've had to meet a $300 dog.
Well, his name is...
I don't suppose I'm properly dressed for the occasion. Maybe I should go upstairs and change.
Oh, Father, don't be so utterly cornball.
Well, I don't want to commit any breaches of etiquette in front of our guest. What did you say his name was?
Pierre.
Oh. Bonsoir, Pierre.
He doesn't think much of your accent.
Well, now that the formalities are over, to what do we owe the presence of this imitation hound?
He's not imitation. He belongs to my typing and shorthand teacher, Mr. Fawcett. And Mr. Fawcett is in Chicago attending a teacher's convention.
You mean we don't get to keep him?
No.
How can a typing teacher afford a $300 dog? I know I couldn't.
He was given to Mr. Fawcett by a dear friend, and Mr. Fawcett prizes Pierre very highly.
How long do we get to have him?
Just till tomorrow morning.
Aw, heck.
Mr. Fawcett gets back tomorrow.
Sounds like a short convention.
Oh, well, he's been gone all week. You see, some of us girls in his class have been taking care of Pierre.
I see. Pierre's making quite a week of it.
Well, we figured it would sort of put us in solid with Mr. Fawcett.
Oh, so this is a slightly political move, huh?
Yes, and listen to this, Father. There were four of us, and Mr. Fawcett was going to be gone 7 days. So, in dividing up the days... one of us could only have Pierre one day. And I'll bet you think I was down to say I'd be the one.
No, I say you showed great foresight there.
Well, I did. I'm the one who gets to return Pierre to Mr. Fawcett. And he'll thank me and sort of remember me as the one who took care of his dog, which he prizes more than life itself.
Now, if you just put that much thought to your schoolwork, you wouldn't have to resort to such maneuvers.
Let me take him out to the kitchen and feed him some bones and stuff. He looks skinny.
He's supposed to look that way, and don't feed him. Pierre is on a strict diet.
Where's the dog going to sleep tonight? Can he sleep on the foot of my bed?
You'll probably want the guest room.
Oh, Father.
It's too bad we don't have one.
Hey, Mom.
Let me feed him, please.
No, I'm going to do it. Mr. Fawcett would simply die if anything happened to Pierre.
Say, Mom.
And so would I.
Hey, Mom, guess what I got?
I hope it's not a dog.
No, it's a carrier pigeon.
What?
What are we running here, a pet shop?
I got it from... Hey, what's this thing?
This happens to be a dog. D-O-G, dog. Ever hear of one?
Holy cow, what happened to him?
Oh, keep quiet.
Looks like somebody ran over him with a lawnmower.
He's just been clipped. I'm keeping him for Mr. Fawcett.
Has he got a name?
It's Pierre.
Pierre? Yipe!
All right. Come on, Pierre. We don't have to associate with such utter plebeians.
What did she call me?
There's nothing to worry about, Bud. Just leave her alone.
Where's your pigeon, Bud? Can I see it?
No, you stay away from it. You're liable to let it get loose.
Aw, heck, I can't touch anything around here.
Bud, just what do you plan to do with a carrier pigeon?
I got it from Ari Pugh.
Well, that ought to explain something. But who's Ari Pugh?
He's a guy.
Oh, I see.
Will he really carry messages?
Well, sure he will. We've been trying him out this evening.
Oh, boy. Can I send a message to Patty Davis?
No.
Why not?
The only place he'll carry a message is back over to Ori's house. But I can't think of any messages I want to send to Ori.
I can see how that would foul up your communication system.
The main reason I got the pigeon is so I could print up some messages with that printing set of mine. But that's not working out so good either.
What seems to be the drawback there?
Well, to get the pigeon, I had to trade the printing set to Ori.
Well, that was good, clear thinking.
I think I'll tell him I want to trade back. Hey, there's a message I could send him.
Are you going to send it right now?
Yep.
Can I watch?
Okay, but don't give me any trouble.
Oh, I won't, honest.
Oh, you wonder what in the world they'll come up with next.
Well, at least that one-way carrier pigeon was acquired legally. But I'm a little surprised that Betty would stoop to taking care of a silly dog, just a red apple, a teacher.
Now, don't start worrying about it, dear.
I'm not worrying. I just said I was surprised. Doesn't it seem a little underhanded to you?
Well, it all depends on how you look at it.
No matter how you look at it, she's trying to butter up this Mr. Fosdick.
Fawcett.
Fawcett. All right, whatever his name is. Scheming to be the last one to keep the dog so she can return him. What an operation.
Now, don't start building this up in your mind, dear.
Who's building anything up?
Here, Pierre. Hello, baby.
What a dog. Looks like a marshmallow sundae. With fur.
Here, Pierre. Come here, Pierre.
Here, doggy. Come on, little fella. Well, how do you like that? He passed me up. He's going right to you, dear.
Well, hello there, Poochie. You're not so dumb after all, are you?
Here, Pierre.
He's in here, Betty.
Oh, you want to come up in my lap, huh? Okay, up you go.
What's he doing?
He's talking to your father.
Sure, you're a fine little fella. You know, these dogs have intelligent faces at that. There's something very honest about a dog.
Where is he?
Oh, well, be careful of him, Father. If anything happened to Pierre, it would be the end of my college career. Simply the end.
You've made that point very clear, Princess. Say, I believe he likes me. I wonder if it's true that dogs have an instinct for judging character.
Oh, let me have him, Father. It's time for his dinner.
Come on, Snooky Poo.
Snooky Poo. Oh. You know something, Margaret?
What, dear?
It'd serve Betty right if something did happen to Pierre.
What?
Oh, nothing permanent or painful, but...
Mother, where did you put that box of special dog food I brought home?
Down in the cupboard, beside the sink.
Where are you going to feed him, Princess?
Out on the back porch.
Better be sure he can't push the back door open.
Oh, he can.
Dear, what are
you.
Never mind, honey. I was just thinking that...
I didn't let him out, Bud.
I didn't say you did.
Where do you think the pigeon's gone?
I know where he's gone. He's gone back to Ari's. I gotta call him right away.
What's the matter? Pigeon problems?
Yeah, he's gone.
Hello, Ari. This is Bud. Say, will you look outside and see if Vern's over there? Yeah.
Who's Vern?
That's Bud's carrier pigeon.
Fine name for a pigeon.
Ari named him after his uncle.
The pigeon's uncle?
No, Ari. The one that used to be a Western Union messenger boy.
Well, I can see the connection there.
Oh, Mother, you ought to go out and watch Pierre eat. He actually has manners.
I'll take your word for it, dear.
Eating with a fork, is he?
I have to find something to make a bed for Pierre.
Betty, you're sure he can't push that back door open?
There's a spring on it. He can't push it open.
Jim, why do you keep talking about the back door?
Oh, nothing.
What happened to Ori, Bud? He lost two?
He's coming. Yeah, Ori. Oh, he is, huh? Well, bring him back over here because I want to send you a message. Well, if I tell you what the message is, then I won't have anything to send with the pigeon when you bring him over.
This thing gets more complicated all the time.
Well, okay, then. Here's the message. I want to trade the pigeon back to you for my printing set. You will? Okay. Goodbye.
What did you tell him the message for?
He's going to pin it up on the printing set and bring it over when he brings the pigeon. Then I'll send it back to him.
Did he say he'd trade back?
How could he tell that? He hasn't got the message yet.
Well, now I've heard everything.
If the pigeon ever finds out what's going on, he'll go south for the winter. Excuse me, I think I'll wander out and see if Pierre is ready for his crepe Suzette.
Mother, where's that old green blanket we used to have?
Didn't you take it up to the lake last summer?
I think I'll go out in front and watch for Ori.
I'll go with you.
It was on the upstairs porch the last time I saw it.
What do you always have to tag along for, Shrimp?
I can if I want to.
I haven't seen it, dear.
Holy cow.
I wonder if it's in the basement. Pierre has to have something to sleep on.
Well, it's around the house somewhere.
Bud, have you seen it?
He's out in front, dear.
Bud!
Margaret. Did Betty go out the front door?
What? Yes, why?
I didn't want her to see me come in.
What have you been up to?
I'm going to throw a little scare into Betty. When she goes out to the back porch for Pierre, he won't be there.
What?
I bedded him down in the garage. To let her think he's lost for a while. Teach her a good lesson not to play school politics.
Oh, Jim.
Let her think she's going to have to replace that $300 dog. Let her wonder what she's going to tell Mr. Fawcett tomorrow. It'll serve her just right.
Are you sure he's all right out there?
Sure, the door's closed tight. He can't get out. I can hardly wait to see the expression on Betty's face.
Is that you, Bud?
It's me, Mother.
Oh, did Bud know where the blanket was?
No.
Princess, hadn't you better see if Pierre's all right? He hasn't made a sound out there.
I'll be down in a minute.
Dear, do you think the garage is a very good place for it? Someone could come along.
No, he's perfectly safe.
Say, Mom, Ari hasn't called, has he?
No, we've been right here.
He hasn't showed up with a pigeon yet.
By the way, Bud, kind of steer clear of the garage. I mean, don't open the door.
Don't open the door? I just closed it.
What?
Yeah, it was open.
Oh, no.
Where was the dog?
I don't know. No dog out there.
No dog?
What's the matter, Dad?
Out of the way!
You'd better take a good look at your father, Bud. You may not see him for a long time.
Right now, Jim would pay almost $300 for some information he badly needs about a missing dog. And friends, here is some information from Ed Prentice, which may be worth a lot more than $300 to you.
You know, when you're not sleeping nights, when you're always worn out, cross, and nervous, you'd give almost anything to clear up the trouble, wouldn't you? Well, your trouble could be coffee nerves. Yes, coffee nerves brought on by the caffeine in coffee or tea. You know, caffeine is a drug, a nerve stimulant. That's a scientific fact. Yes, caffeine may leave you too nervous and upset to sleep properly. And while many can handle coffee okay, others, and this could mean you, suffer sleepless nights, jittery nerves. What to do about it? Well, you don't have to give up enjoying a good hot drink. No, sir. Just make it Postum instead. Delicious instant Postum. There's a good sound reason. Postum is totally without caffeine. Not a single bit of it. No wonder so many folks have switched to Postum and sleep. Why don't you make this simple test? Drink Postum for 30 days. Postum exclusively. Then check up. See if you aren't sleeping better. Feeling better, too. Try Postum and see. You'll like it. Delicious instant Postum. Made instantly in the cup.
You're listening to Father Knows Best on When Radio Was. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
So what is Wi-Fi 6? Well, it's the next generation of high-speed internet connectivity for your home. It quadruples your connection capacity when you have multiple devices on your network, allowing for faster connections and more reliable ones, too. Think about it. Your smartphones, TV, even your home appliances can now connect to your home Wi-Fi. And that's where TP-Link series of Wi-Fi 6 routers comes in. The TP-Link routers pair seamlessly with all supported desktops and laptops. Plus, they reduce latency, improve your Wi-Fi performance, include a low power consumption mode, support for Alexa voice commands, and enhance security through TP-Link Home Care. So, check out tp-link.com for their family of Wi-Fi 6 powered routers. Again, that's tp-link.com, and get ready for faster, more reliable, and more secure Wi-Fi for 2021.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Humor and emotions. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughing is contagious, and that's a great thing, because laughter, as the saying goes, is the best medicine. The reason laughter is so good for us is that we are beings built on balance, and too much seriousness or too much stress or too much melancholy or too much of anything without a break for laughter is just too much. Laughter helps us release endorphins, and endorphins literally help us feel better. So if you find that you're taking your life or yourself a little too seriously, step back and make it a priority to laugh. Hey, even just watching someone laugh will do the trick. So if you can, watch videos of others laughing, bloopers, or any other lighthearted reels that can help you take the very important time to laugh. You might just be surprised to know that humor can in fact help all your other emotions as well. For a mix of depth and lighthearted fun, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And now, the second act of The Green Hornet on When Radio Was.
And now back to our story. That night, Britt Reed went to his apartment, where Cato, his faithful Filipino valet, and the only person knowing his identity as the Green Hornet, was waiting. The two men discussed the racket by which Axford had been taken in.
Rackets such as this when dealing with servicemen's families are sure fire, Cato. And they often hit people who can't afford to lose money.
Well, people will be satisfied if they get good book.
Well, they probably would be. It's an idea that appeals to them. But that book on the table isn't worth buying at any price.
Well, men who make book careful not to break law, no doubt.
Exactly. They can move to another city and pull the same racket all over again if they aren't stopped.
You think of a way to stop them, perhaps?
No, but there's nothing I'd like to do better. The books put out by a company in the Hobbs building called Biography Incorporated.
Oh, maybe you're thinking Green Hornet be able to find some way to interfere with Book Racket, perhaps.
Yes, kiddo. I'm thinking that the Green Hornet might at least make a try.
Tonight, Mr. Britt?
Why not? We'll get the masks and gas gun, then we'll pay a visit to the offices of that book company.
Black Beauty ready? I'm ready, too.
Good. Let's go, Cato.
Stopping the Black Beauty in a secluded spot behind the Hobbs building, Britt Reed left Cato to guard the car and quickly made his way by means of the back entrance to the darkened offices of Biography Incorporated. Using his skeleton key, he quietly entered the offices.
Not a bad layout. I'll have a look around.
Britt Reed made an intensive search through desk drawers and file cases, but nothing came to his notice that might be of use for his purpose.
Well, they've kept things in pretty good order. Whoever's running this racket knows what he's doing. Door over there. Small hand presses. So this is where they do the work. Sort of an amateur setup. Looks like the racketeers do their own printing and binding, I guess. Those big bundles of paper stacked up over there. I wonder how they get their paper. Might be able to check. The outside wrappings have a number on them. 593-212. Well, that's the order number for the Daily Sentinel. And these are the bundles of special stock that were stolen from that truck. Must intend to make this a one-time racket, then leave the city. Guess they have most of the orders filled by now. So that's the game of Biography Incorporated. Go out through the side alley of the Avenue, Cato, then head for the vicinity of the Sentinel building.
Yes, sir.
Britt Reed is going to drop a hint to the police. It'll put them on the track of the men who killed that truck driver a few weeks ago. Step on it.
Ashford, I'll sure be glad when I drop you off at the Sentinel building. You've been beefing all day about the money you paid out for that book.
A racket's a racket, ain't it?
Sure, but you ought to watch out what you buy. Not got talked into buying something you don't want. Just because you... Holy smokes. Look, coming out of the alley alongside the Hobbs building.
Say, it looks like the Green Hornet's car.
It's the Hornet, all right.
Suffering snakes. That's the building where that book company hangs out. Maybe the Hornet's in the racket with him.
Could be, but the Hornet don't win for smooth rackets like that.
Step on it, sir.
What do you think I'm doing, you nitwit? That Hornet's not going to get out of my sight this time.
Police still following, Mr. Britt.
Yes, you better not go near the Central building now. Go straight out the avenue.
They're quite close now.
Pull out the smoke screen throttle. That should stop them.
Smoke pouring out behind us. We lose them soon.
Good. Give it the gas, Cato.
After losing the police, Britt Reed and Cato returned to their apartment. They were discussing the discovery Britt Reed had made in the offices of the book company.
I intended to call the police, and speaking as Britt Reed tipped them off that they might find a clue to the murder and hijacking case in the offices of Biography Incorporated.
You decide not to tip off police now, Mr. Britt?
Yes. They saw us and the Black Beauty coming out of the alley alongside the Hobbs building where the book company's located. The police might put two and two together and connect Britt Reed with the Green Hornets, and I won't take that chance.
Well, then what you do?
I'll lead the police there when the men operating the company are still in the office. And, of course, make sure the police find that paper.
But that'd be risky for Green Hornet.
And the Green Hornet's used to taking risks, Cato. We'll wait till tomorrow evening, then go into action and hope for the best.
Hi, Reed.
Oh, good afternoon, Axford. What's on your mind?
Reed, for once the cops have taken something I tell them serious, that they are.
Oh, really? Well, what did you tell them?
I told them I thought the Hornet was mixed up in that book racket, seeing as how he was hanging around the Hobbs building last night.
So?
So Sarge decided to put a guy watching that building in case the Hornet tries to go in.
I see. So, Sergeant Burke agrees with you for once?
Well, not exactly agrees, you understand. Sarge don't think the Hornet would tie into a mild sort of racket like that. But he does think maybe the Hornet might go back after whatever he was after in the Hobbs building.
Well, Axford, make sure you don't tip off the Green Hornet that they're watching for him, or you'll spoil everything.
Me tip off the Hornet, you say? Sure, and I wouldn't take a chance talking to that devil even over the long distance. That I wouldn't. Ain't that a good one, though? Well, I'm running along down to headquarters just in case. Me tip off the Hornet. That's sure a good one.
Well, thanks to Axford, I'll know what to expect. I'd better call Kato right now and have him meet me with the Black Beauty.
Dusk had fallen when Kato met Britt Reed with the Black Beauty. Soon they were moving swiftly on the way to the vicinity of the Hobbs building. Meanwhile, in the offices of the book company, Downs and Jessup were talking.
What do you make of that cop watching this building, Mr. Downs?
According to the papers this morning, the Green Hornet was seen driving away from here. I admit it's put me on edge. If the police should get a look in that back room
there... There's no reason why they should come to this office. It'd be safe enough for us to leave.
I'd rather stay here a while. If anyone should come here, Harry's in the other room to keep out snoopers. The police won't be watching after tonight. And believe me, I'll be very much relieved when they've gone. Tomorrow we'll make plans to move out of here.
And we'll be leaving this town with a very nice bank account. So, don't worry, Mr. Downs. Everything's going to be all right.
I hope so, Jessup. I certainly hope so.
We're just half a block from the Hobbs building, Kato. You'd better wait here and be ready for a quick getaway.
You be careful, Mr. Britt. Police watching might see you.
I intend to be seen, Kato, so that the one watching out front will call for help. Then I'll lead them directly to the offices of Biography Incorporated.
What you do then?
I'll get through the office into that back room before the men in the office get over their surprise.
Why you do that?
When the police arrive, the racketeers will send them away, not daring let them go into that room because of the bundles of stolen papers stacked there. After that, I'll come out and make a deal with the racketeers.
Make a deal?
Yes, just an idea I have.
But if police go to back room, you'll be trapped.
Yes, that would be bad. I did notice there's a door from the hallway into that room, but the bundles of paper are piled against it on the inside, so I couldn't get out. The police should come in there. I'd have to change my plans in a hurry. And how? I'm going now. I hope nothing does change my plan.
Yeah, this sure is a waste of time having me watching the Hobbs building for the Hornet to show up. He's sure to find out we're watching or stay away. Oh, well, if I wasn't here, I'd be...
Say, I must be seeing things. It's the Hornet sneaking in the front door of the Hobbs building. Better get to a phone and quick.
If you don't mind, Mr. Downs, I'm going to leave...
Wait. Listen. That sounds like police cars stopping up front.
Yes. But why be upset about it? There are other officers in this building. Doesn't mean they're coming here.
Maybe they've spotted the Hornet.
Well, that's still nothing that concerns us. Best thing for us to do is to...
Well, what the...
The cops are after me. The Green Hornet.
Right. If you know what's good for you, keep quiet. I'm going in there to hide.
No, no, wait. Not in there. No. Well, of all things, Harry's in there. They'll begin fighting. We won't have a chance.
Harry probably heard what he said when he came in. He'll keep the Hornet covered till the cops leave.
We've got to convince the police that he's not here.
We're chasing the Green Hornet. We thought he came in here.
Why, I'm afraid you're mistaken, officer. We haven't seen him.
That's right. What's in that room over there?
Why, that's our storeroom.
Well, maybe you wouldn't mind if we have a look just to
but
make
we
sure...
would mind, officer. You haven't a search warrant, I presume?
No.
I'm sorry. But... You already have our word, you know.
Well, I guess if you say he didn't come in here, I'll have to take your word for it.
I could have sworn he did come in here, Sarge.
Skip it, Axford. There's nothing we can do. Right now, anyway.
Meantime, in the back room, Britt Reed stood facing a gun in the hands of the killer, Harry, who had surprised him when he entered. The two men stood in silence, listening to the muffled voices in the office beyond.
If you make a sound, I'll plug you.
Britt Reed thought quickly. He knew instinctively this man before him would shoot him as soon as the police left the office. Yet if he took means to attract the attention of the police, he'd be trapped. Suddenly, out of the corner of his eye, he noticed that the large bundles of paper were unevenly stacked from floor to ceiling. If he could get to the side of the stack and make them topple toward the gunman, he'd have a chance. It was risky, but making his decision, he moved swiftly, ducking to the side, and gave a mighty heave, sending the stack of heavy bundled paper toppling toward Harry.
Hey! Up. Okay. All right. Ow!
Oh, my shoulder.
All right, watch those two out there. Don't let them leave.
We got them covered.
Sarge, these bundles of paper.
What about them, Axford?
Look, on this bundle, see? That's the same order number they put on all the paper that comes to the Sentinel. This must be the stolen paper from that truck.
Great heavens to Betsy. We really ran onto something here. We'll find out just what when we get all these guys to headquarters.
Suffering snake, Sarge. That must have been the Green Hornet going out just then, through that door over there.
It was the Hornet, all right. He crawled behind them bundles of paper and got through the door while you guys stood there gabbing.
Gabbing, is it? You and your pals will do plenty of gabbing before we're through. Come on.
Shall we bring these two along, Sarge?
I'll say you will, and keep your eyes on them, too. Something tells me we got quite a haul this night.
Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter with you?
Look, on the office door. I didn't realize it till just this minute. This is the offices of them slickers who done me and others out of $25 each for that junky book.
Something also tells me you'll all be getting your dough back, Axford. Come on, boys.
All right. It's the Green Hornet we got to thank for all this, Sarge.
Well, if you meet up with him, thank him then.
Okay, Sarge. Baloney. You can thank him yourself. If you should live so long, you and the Green Hornet. Fooey!
Copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. All characters, names, places, and incidents are fictitious. Henry Stambaugh speaking. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.
Biography Incorporated, an episode of The Green Hornet from May 17, 1945. The theme song for that series was named for a different colorful insect. The Flight of the Bumblebee was a portion of a turn-of-a-century opera from 19th-century Russian composer Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. It was blended with the sound of the hornet buzz, created on the curious and bizarre electrical musical instrument, the theremin. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wind Radio Was, we stay with the colorful entomology as we move from the Green Hornet to the Blue Beetle. Right after this.
MusicRewind.com brings you 100 hits of the great crooners, a four CD collection of silky smooth original recordings sung by your favorite artists. Order 100 hits of the great crooners at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and save over 10% off the original price. Pay only $19.98, plus save on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code WOW33.
Someday the very thought of you.
That's 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com to get this special sale price of only $19.98 and reduced shipping. Remember promo code WOW33 to get this amazing deal. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny program.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Phil Harris Alice Faye show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolf, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
TP-Link has introduced a family of new routers powered by the sixth generation of Wi-Fi. So what are the big takeaways of Wi-Fi 6? Wi-Fi 6 is designed to improve speed, increase efficiency, and reduce lag that you might have in your home or small business. It's the next generation standard of Wi-Fi technology. And not only does it deliver super fast Wi-Fi, but also stutter-free VR performance that will give you ultra-smooth streaming in vivid 4K and even 8K resolution. Wi-Fi 6 even provides a flawless smart home experience that can handle all of your devices in your home, no matter how large your file downloads or uploads are. In fact, Wi-Fi 6 provides up to 4 times more capacity, so you may never see that buffering message again. For more info on Wi-Fi 6 and TP-Link routers, check out tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we felt the sting of the Green Hornet, and now we remove the color yellow to present the Blue Beetle. This originally aired on July 24th, 1940.
The Blue Beetle. Sweeping down upon the underworld of Smash Gangland comes
the mysterious, all-powerful character who is a problem to the police, but a crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle. As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel.
Today's episode of the Fox feature, The Blue Beetle, is entitled Sabotage Incorporated. Throughout the country, foreign spies and saboteurs are busy trying to prevent the shipment of war munitions to countries with whom their native country is at war. Near York City is located Explosives Incorporated, one of the largest manufacturers of munitions in the country. Every night, trainloads of munitions leave their factory for some secret destination. As our story opens, Officer Manigan and Patrolman Dan Garrett, who is really the Blue Beetle, are investigating a mysterious telephone call from Wentworth B. Charles, president of Explosives Incorporated, who lives at the Monaco apartment.
Well, here we are at Charles' apartment. Push the button, Danny. Oh, there's no answer. Well, let's break in the door.
Now, we'd better call the superintendent. He'll have a pass key.
Is something wrong, officer?
Yeah, who are you?
I'm the superintendent of this building.
Oh, well, we got a mysterious telephone call from Mr. Charles, which he didn't finish. It was of such a nature that we felt it necessary to make an investigation. He doesn't answer his bell or our knocking.
Well, I have a pass key here. I'll unlock the door for him. Something's holding the door shut.
Fred, come on, and we'll break it in.
No, 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 wait. I'll telephone the owner of the apartment house. He'll,
No, we can't wait for that. Come on, Johnny, let's break in the door.
All right, here we go.
Well, there's nobody here.
Look in the bedroom there.
Okay, I'll have a look.
I hope nothing happened to Mr. Charles. He's one of our best tenants.
Hey, Johnny. Look. Here's Mr. Charles and his...
What is it, Mike? Is he dead?
I think so. Look. There, over his heart.
A wound.
Yeah, right through his pajamas. A 22 bullet, I'll bet.
Oh, no, it's a stab wound.
That's Mr. Charles, all right. Is he dead?
Yes.
Who could have done it?
That's what the police would like to know. And that's what we have to find out.
Well, I don't see any weapon.
Look for an ice pick or a thin stiletto.
Okay, I'll have a look around the apartment.
Hadn't I better telephone the owner of the building?
Not yet, and don't leave the apartment.
Yes, but
whose apartment adjoins this on the bedroom side?
Professor Vladimir Danescu.
What's his business?
I believe he lectures on anthropology.
Hmm. Does he live alone?
He has a male secretary who lives with him, I believe.
Who lives on the other side, next to the living room?
Oh, that apartment is vacant.
Did Mr. Charles live alone?
Yes.
Apparently, Mr. Charles was killed while he was phoning. The receiver is still off the hook there, and his body is lying in front of a telephone table.
Yes, it looks that way.
Well, say, I can't find any sign of a dagger or ice pick anywhere. There's an electric ice box in the kitchen, so I don't think Mr. Charles would be needing an ice pick himself.
What about the windows?
They're all locked.
Any fire escape?
Nope. It's a 14-story drop to the street on all sides.
How many floors above this, Superintendent?
15.
Hmm. Any other entrances to this apartment?
Only a service door in the kitchen.
Yeah, I looked at that. It's locked and bolted from the inside, and there's no knob on the outside of the door.
Well, Mike, you'd better phone the coroner. I'll just have a look around the apartment, and then I'd like to question the professor and his secretary. Maybe they can throw some light on this case.
Oh, good evening, Professor.
Good evening. What can I do for you?
This officer would like to ask you some questions.
There's been some trouble next door, and the police are interested in getting some information.
Well, won't you come in, please?
Thanks.
Now, what is it you would like to know, officer? I am sure I cannot be of any assistance to you.
Did you hear any commotion or unusual noise tonight in Mr. Charles' apartment?
No. No, nothing. In fact, I have been so busy with my studies that I doubt if I would have heard any noise coming from anywhere. When I am doing my research work, I concentrate very deeply.
Do you have any children, Professor?
Me? No, officer. I am not married.
That gun there, do you use that in your research?
Oh, that? That belongs to my secretary. He is off tonight. He bought it for his little boy. It is an air rifle. Hardly strong enough to...
Do what?
I mean, it has the appearance of a real gun, but it would be no good for hunting game other than small birds, I assure you. Here, have a look.
Yes, I can see you're right. I presume a BB shot from this air rifle would hardly have enough force behind it to kill a man.
Kill a man? Has someone been killed?
Yes, Professor. Mr. Charles, your next-door neighbor, was murdered less than an hour ago.
You're listening to The Blue Beetle on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Get game day ready with Black Bear Diner. Their family meals to go make perfect party platters for your game day crowd. Choose a party favorite such as chicken strips or cheeseburger sliders, new for the big game. And add a platter of golden onion rings for just $10.99. Visit blackbeardiner.com to start your order. Look for family meals to go. Pre-order starting Thursday, February 4th.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me
every time. Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Just a minute, I want to see. Have a card.
Oh, I'd love to. Just crazy about card tricks, you know. What shall I do? Hold it behind me and all that sort of thing.
No. It's a calling card, Ray. See, Charlie's into printing business.
Yes.
I could print you a card with your name on it and something that tells who you are.
No, but I already know who I am, old boy. Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, you do. Unless the answer to that sort of an argument. Well, then how about a business card, Mr. Noble? It would say, Ray Noble, conductor, huh? You like that, huh?
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ray Noble, conductor.
Yes.
Then, of course, if anything happened to my horse, I'd always work on a streetcar, couldn't I?
Yes. That's an idea. Now, of course, you'd have to have something dignified.
Dignified, of course.
Just plain Ray Noble isn't enough, you see. We've got to pad it a little. Have you got a middle name?
Middle name? Yes, I have. Of course, I don't brute it around very much, you know.
It's one of those things.
Well.
I bet it's a fib, huh?
Hey, what is your middle name, Ray?
Oh, wait a minute.
Huh?
Well, yes, Montmorency. Montmorency?
No. Montmorency?
Yeah.
How nice. How did you happen to get that name?
Well, I tell you, Edgar, you see, I had an uncle, a famous soldier of fortune and all that sort of thing, you know. Well, one time in India, his superior officer was attacked by a ferocious Bengal tiger. And Uncle was unarmed, but he sprang on the tiger and with his bare hands strangled him.
Well, he must have been a remarkable man.
Oh, he was, Edgar, yes. Of course, he was decorated for it, you know.
I wouldn't be surprised.
His name was Montmorency?
No, come to think of it, his name was Pierpont.
Oh, Pierpont. Well, you folks must be patient. It's always like this.
Well, how did you get the name of Montmorency? Right?
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Well, you see, Uncle Pierpont, now, he had an uncle at one time in Africa.
Oh, now, let's not start that again. I don't...
The first half of an episode of Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. We'll have the rest of that one, which indeed includes a visit from French-born motion picture actor Charles Boyer at the beginning of our next show. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and a few months before that spring 1943 radio broadcast, Bergen and McCarthy would be seen in the comedy motion picture Here We Go Again. The stars of that film, another famous radio tandem. I'll name that real-life married couple, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Love and Hate and the Black Sea Rocks. And a lunatic's moan at midnight. And no help on this earth for a wounded heart but time itself. A tide was rising now and rising fast. And hidden by the darkness, a wave curled and broke. And time ran out.
Insurance investigator Johnny Dollar was a man of contradictions. He was tough but compassionate, sarcastic but thoughtful. You never knew quite what he might do to solve a case, but you always knew he'd get it done.
I know, and you've been selling me that story for the last 12 hours. That's what's held me back, but I've got to have more details.
All right. A friend who's with me, a prospector named Jed Marsh, will meet you here at the Forest Service phone in an hour. He'll be in a green station wagon.
When did you get a hold of a green station wagon?
We haven't yet. We're about to steal it. So long, Lieutenant.
Bob Bailey stars as Dollar for five fascinating five-part serial adventures and a collection of harrowing half-hour tales in Radio Spirit's 10-CD Fatal Matters collection.
What's the matter?
Somebody outside the door of this room, I think. Hold on, Rennie.
Yeah, no, wait a minute, Johnny.
All right, what do you think you're doing?
Johnny, hello!
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, Fatal Matters, is regularly $39.98, but when Radio Oz listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Yup, save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Bailey77.
Tomorrow, a lion's den reluctantly opens its door to let a trusting victim step inside. And the victim? Me. Join us, won't you?
Order Fatal Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Bailey77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
So what is Wi-Fi 6? Well, it's the next generation of high-speed internet connectivity for your home. It quadruples your connection capacity when you have multiple devices on your network, allowing for faster connections and more reliable ones, too. Think about it. Your smartphones, TV, even your home appliances can now connect to your home Wi-Fi. And that's where TP-Link series of Wi-Fi 6 routers comes in. The TP-Link routers pair seamlessly with all supported desktops and laptops. Plus, they reduce latency, improve your Wi-Fi performance, include a low power consumption mode, support for Alexa voice commands, and enhanced security through TP-Link Home Care. So, check out tp-link.com for their family of Wi-Fi 6 powered routers. Again, that's tp-link.com, and get ready for faster, more reliable, and more secure Wi-Fi for 2021.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about the 1942 motion picture comedy, Here We Go Again, which featured an appearance by Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, but starred a different famous radio tandem. The answer, Jim and Marion Jordan, as Fibber and Molly McGee. I'm Greg Mellon. We've come to the end of another show, but please visit our website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.